This is the Chief and Sean Show, and we are live in the 405.
We're not live, but we are back.
We're live.
No, we're not. We are back.
And we're live.
Weekly, not live.
We're sort of live.
Okay, to everyone listening, or, well...
The people who are listening.
The few that listen, here's the deal. Speed Society is going to be hosting all of these podcasts. You're going to be seeing a ton from these guys. How big are they, Sean?
It's the biggest automotive website in the world, and I mean, they got a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, we're stoked to be working with guys like that for sure. Anytime we can align ourselves with other huge automotive people, this is perfect. So
also, stop listening now and go and like it and comment on it. And the sooner you do that, hopefully, the more podcast episodes you'll hear.
The Crow 405, Murder Nova, Midway Street Cars. Like it, comment on us, tell us who you are, tell us why you listen to it. Keep this going, please. There are people that don't want this to keep going.
There's people right now trying to put an end to this. They don't want us on the air.
And we got guys like Speed Society that want to help us keep it going. So
welcoming us.
Let's do it. Rock and roll. Help everybody out.
And while you're there, check it out. Their website's awesome.
Yep. Do it.
It's Tuesday.
Again. The Tuesdays are getting further and further apart.
But it's always Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed.
It's always Tuesday where we're at.
Guaranteed Tuesday podcast. Get it on. Chief and Sean Show in the Mess Shack with McDougal.
Yes.
Race car.
That's
flashlight.
AKA.
He like a rapper.
Yep. I got lots of names.
He got all the names.
No friends.
He's got so many names. He's got more names than he does friends.
That's a fact.
And Kentucky's in here. I don't know what he's doing, but he's in here. He ain't got a mic or nothing, but he's in here.
He's just hanging out.
He's kicking it.
I can grab a mic.
That's probably not even plugged in. And then Phantom, the producer's here. All he's really here to do is tell us when we're fucking up.
Make our mic sound better.
Once we get going, he usually leaves anyway. And then we say whatever we want.
And then he tells me, push this button right here when y'all's done. He bounces.
Oh, man.
Yes.
It's
been a while. We don't really have anything to talk about, right?
Well, it's been at least a week.
It's been at least 7 days.
The Tuesday
From Tuesday to Tuesday.
Man, that last week was a blur. I just slept a lot.
I saw some people on Facebook bitching about the podcast, and then some of our fans would tell them, what are you bitching about? They do it every damn Tuesday, guaranteed. Every Tuesday, they're in there doing it. And I was like, yes. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
They're the most loyal. That's a fact.
They are.
We have some
loyal.
They're
some ride or dies.
We're some ride or die Chief and Sean Show fans, for sure. They'll see us when we're out, and they're like, say things from the show. And, dude, because it's our humor, I've become friends with them.
But it makes me happy. Yeah. Like, they can break a lot of the fucking tension that I have. If I'm just steady sitting there signing autographs, taking pictures, it's like, blah. And then somebody will come up and say something from the podcast, and instantly I'm in a better mood.
I like when somebody's being a real McAsshole, and then some of the podcast listeners start trolling them from the audience.
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
And they always sign off with listener.
Yep.
I like it because, you know, you'll be standing there. And, of course, most of the general public, let's just admit it,
they suck.
They're
dumbs.
Man, it was awful.
And so they say the same thing over and over again. You know what I mean? It's like being at the state fair, you know? And it's just like, can't believe you crashed that beautiful car,
that's
man.
That's a damn nice car. Why'd you tear
that
up? That
was a nice car. Why are you going to crash that nice-ass car? Yeah. And then they'll say that. And then the next person, how's it feel to be famous?
Yeah.
And then the next person,
when you going to get back to number one?
Yeah. Did you ever get that tire shake figured out, Sean?
Yeah.
How's old Killer Camaro?
Yeah.
Killer Camaro.
And everything that those guys bring up is shit that we don't want to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's the worst.
Oh, man. I sure hate to hear that about your good buddy Flip. It's like, you motherfuckers,
man. Yeah, thanks, man.
Thanks for
bringing that up.
Yeah, first they say, can't believe you crashed that beautiful car. And then, hate to hear about your buddy Flip. What's next, man?
Like, hey, man, my mom died fucking 2 years ago. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. That's fucked up because your mom didn't die.
No, she didn't. My mom is still
fucked
alive. That was just
you
a,
should
like
call
an
her.
Example.
She'd be real mad
you should
if
call
she
her.
Just like an example.
You should
my
call,
mom doesn't podcast.
You should call her and say, I'm sorry right now.
You should send her a text. She'll be like, my bad.
She doesn't text.
She hugs, though.
She's damn sure hugs.
Sean's mom is the hugs. She's so upset with me. The other day, Chief pulls in, and she's in the shop. And he kind of sits in his truck for a minute. And I saw her. She was leaving 5 minutes before that. And she's just waiting around for him to get out of the truck.
Needs the hugs.
You know, she needed to go hug him, you know, and, you know, ask him how his back feeling and all that stuff.
I barely know her. And in the first 3 minutes of ever meeting her, she gave me a back rub, hugged me five times.
She ain't afraid to touch people.
No, she was touchy, on it.
She a touchy talker.
She's a close talker.
Arm on the shoulder.
Yes.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a... She doesn't care about invading people's space.
No, there is no bubble with
her. Your space is her space.
No, I have a bubble, and I don't like people to get close to it, even my mom, you know. And she'll hug me 15 times.
What was bad is she talked to me for probably 2 minutes. I didn't even know who she was. And she's hugging me, putting her arms all over me, touching me. I'm like... Monkey's like, that's Sean's mom. I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess that's better.
If we're at the track or baseball game or anywhere, and she's and I'm sitting down... Like on the in the bleachers or whatever, she'll come sit behind me and just start like, you know, working on my shoulders and busting my traps out and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, man, this is all right right here.
Yeah,
where this you live at, Sean's right. mom?
And the, but then she always makes it awkward because she like starts talking about how good of friends me and Sean are, and everybody knows we ain't that good of friends.
Yeah, you know she what makes
mean? And then she
awkward.
Starts crying, and it's like, why are you crying right now? Like, you're
she
not
cries
supposed,
over.
She's
everything.
A cry.
She's a cry.
She is a cry. But she has, I mean, obviously, she has a good heart. Her heart's in it.
Well, what was bad is she gave me a back rub, was hugged me 4 times, and I walked away and sat down next to Richard, Sean's dad. He goes, see why I ain't with her no more? I was like, I don't see why. She just gave me a back rub. I didn't even know her.
Yeah, well, then you, you're sitting over here without a back rub. You know, only thing
maybe that's why you're not with her, because she's rubbing my back, not yours.
Yeah. Only downfall I can see about Sean's mom is she's a bigot racist. Like
she is. She is.
Is she the worst?
There's no doubt about that.
I mean, she is old school racist too.
Yeah, not I like the old ladies when they're like that. It's hilarious.
Man, and she ain't just racist against one type of person. It's anybody.
No.
She is racist.
Remember at the track that one time?
Yeah. It was at PSRA and there was a person of color.
Yeah.
That was in the class we were
probably
racing.
Grudge racing.
No, they weren't. See, now you're a racist.
That's stayed right up in the burnout box.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Yep. Yeah. This. See. Here we go. This is how we get shut down. Yeah. Right here. We're gonna shut this one down.
Yep.
But yeah, she had said when they drove by the people of color drove by with a race car, and she said, "Are they in your class?" And we're like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Well, how can they afford that?"
And she genuinely meant it.
Like, no, she was serious, though. She needed to know how they could, you know, afford to pay for a car like that.
Sean looked at her like, are you insane?
You can't say things like that.
It just, like, put his head in his hands. I'm just rolling. Just damn.
And she's just serious as hell, though, you know.
How old is she? Like, in her 60s?
No, she was born in 57?
55.
That's about the right age to be that way, too. Like, just have no filter.
Just doesn't care. Now, my mom definitely don't have a filter.
She does not
have
a filter.
If she's thinking something, she's saying it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, she told me one time I was getting fat.
But you probably were.
No, I was. I was big as a house. I was wide as all outside.
Man, when I first met you, you was a big motherfucker. Both of y'all. When I met y'all, both of y'all was the size of one of y'all.
We was in a bad place, man. We was depressed. Yeah. We was down. You
Eating
know, we was trying to be.
Yam yams.
Yeah. That's what we did every day.
We was trying to be good people. We was trying to be good people. That's what happens. When you try and be a good person, you get fat. Because you leave at the same time, you come home at the same time, you eat the same shit with the same people, and you do the same bullshit every day, and you don't ever do nothing but that. And before you know it, you got to wear some fucking husky jeans because your legs don't look good in shorts.
But man, when you turn into a piece of shit, you lose that
weight. Oh, hey, instantly.
Man, I've lost like 35 pounds in the last 2 months.
Yeah, it's called your conscience.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Am I turning into a piece of shit? Piece of shits are lighter than this.
They are.
Look at Kentucky. Kentucky's 75 pounds.
Yep. I'm a full-blown piece of shit.
He's a
full
bag of
bones. His bones even show.
Yeah.
I need to be a little more of a piece of shit.
I don't know why Kentucky don't ride horses.
I can feel it, Sean. I think you're on your way.
Yeah?
I think you're on your way. I think you're a hop, skip, and a jump away from being a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe, I've always had it in me.
Maybe 20
I'm
pounds.
I'm a piece of shit.
Oh, that's a fact. That's a fact.
You went from wearing a 2X t-shirt to an extra large.
McDougal's a piece of shit.
Fact.
Yep.
Hey, but what are we?
Hell of a good time.
Guaranteed.
I love it. Like, people, like, try to come be friendly. You'd be like, look, man, you don't want to be by me. I'm a real piece of shit.
Well, and once you just admit it, and once you're just honest with yourself on what you are and what you want to be and where you see yourself in 5 years, like, once you just let it all go, then it's just like, hey, man, why are you talking to me?
Yeah,
I ain't listening to a fucking thing you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. You know I'm a piece
and
of
they
shit.
Like, for some
I'm
reason, they don't go away. They're like,
no, then they're into it. Then they're like, oh, man, you crazy.
Yeah, you just like
man,
me.
You play.
Just like me.
Most of the time they're talking, I can't hear you over the trap music, sir.
You're my favorite because you remind me of myself.
Yeah. Yo, you a piece of shit too?
Yeah.
Well, take your piece of shit ass somewhere else.
Go be a piece of shit somewhere else.
Go be a piece of shit in your big stacker over there, piece of shit.
Some girl in St. Louis come over and said she wanted to take a selfie. And I just had enough. It was just all day. I'd had enough. It was just all day of this. And she said, we got to get a selfie. And I was like, all right, but you got to get a brush and go through that ratchet ass hair of yours because we ain't finna do a selfie like that because you gonna put it on Instagram. Then we gonna have hashtag ratchet and.
Yep.
Look, I ain't about just, that life.
I ain't about that life. Just go get you a brush, run it through that mop on your head. Look like spiders is having a meeting up there, and then we could do a selfie.
Logically thinking, you think she would either run away, never come back. Think we're assholes, tell everybody that, but no.
Or start
she do?
Crying. Or she, it could have been either one.
But what did she do? She went and got a brush, she went and got ran it through her hair, yep. And came back and took a selfie.
Hell yeah.
She went. When she left, I was like, there's no way she comes back. Won't come back.
She
not a chance.
Run off like that.
No, she came back, ran a brush through her
gonna
hair.
She prove to somebody that she ain't ratchet?
Yeah, she ain't ratchet.
Nope. I was like, wow.
She's had the window down on the way to the track.
I was like, being.
Well, she's on the back of somebody's motorcycle.
She was in her homegirl's LeBaron convertible.
I bet it was red.
Red LeBaron. Got my Chrysler out front.
Yep. Had the top down on the way here.
Well,
that's the funniest thing.
Sean's looking. I mean, I gotta admit, Sean, you're clean shaven. What's
shaved
going
last
on?
Night. I don't.
What's I don't going know. On, bro?
I shaved last night, man.
Why? Who are you trying to impress? You got your sideburns all trimmed up.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever. Really had a chance to see me while we were in Indy, but I didn't cut my hair for like a month. It was bad.
You look like the last half of Forrest Gump.
It was bad. It was bad. I don't know, man. Sometimes I just get lazy and I don't like to shave. It's a pain in the ass.
Well, I don't ever like to shave.
Yeah, but you do it every day.
Well, yeah, because if you don't, you look like Forrest Gump.
Well, and plus all my shit's chrome nowadays.
Somebody yeah, like Sean Connery.
That. Yeah. it's not gray, though.
No,
it's
need
chrome.
To, you
somebody
need to,
told him while we were standing there, and he was like, man, your hair just don't look that gray on TV.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucked up.
It is.
He's a real piece of shit, too.
Out of my
he's
face.
A real piece of that
shit.
Guy's a real piece of shit.
Yeah, that guy's a piece of shit.
You I can be to, friends with I can fucks with him.
I fucks with him heavy.
I took his shirt and threw it on the ground.
you just put it on the ground? Like, happy birthday to the ground.
Yeah.
You need to perfect your Sean Connery accent. Man.
Come on, you can do
Let's
it.
Let's try it. Give me one. Give me something.
I'm trying to think of a line that he says in a movie.
Give me one from Red October. Give me one from James Bond.
I like the James Bond stuff. And he was pretty good in
The
Indiana
Rock.
Jones.
What about The Rock? That was
Rock,
a good movie.
He was good, too.
You seen that one?
What the fuck are we doing right now? Give me something from Sean Connery.
I'm trying to think of a line that he says in a movie.
Just practice it under your breath.
Just say anything.
Times.
You don't even have to be a line from one of his movies. You can say something from SpongeBob.
His movies. He ain't got to be from his movies.
Phantom, you're the producer. Give us a fucking line so Sean can do something from Sean Connery.
Welcome to the Rock.
No, that one sucks. Give me something else. Give me something from Red October.
Welcome to the Rock.
Get your own damn line.
You suck as a producer.
Yeah. Well, I suck as Sean Connery, too. So.
Do one from Sean Connery from Saturday Night Live where he's on Jeopardy.
That guy's pretty good at it. Yeah. That guy can Sean Connery.
Yeah.
He says, that's not what your mom said last night. But anyway, you look really clean shaven. I'm going to guess. I'm going to go out on a limb here. It's because of that big box of razors that we got at the shop. Because you ain't going to buy no razors.
No.
So,
no.
So we got sent a big box of razors.
Cut my face all up.
So what'd you
I'm
shave
I'm not good at shaving. Remember a couple years ago, you had to teach me how to shave.
Oh, dude, that was bad. God damn.
You had to teach a grown-ass man how to shave.
Did. I was a grown-ass man. I just didn't ever shave.
No, but when he did shave, he looked like he got attacked by a Wolverine.
Yeah, somebody trying to slit my throat.
You
had to
teach
like.
A grown-ass man how to shave. Like, look, man, bring your blower car and a razor. I'm going to teach you a couple things.
Yeah. It looked like he was 200 foot away and somebody hit him with a fucking 20-gauge.
Yep. Right in the neck.
Ran a weed eater across the neck.
Just mainly on the neck, you know?
You can't go against the grain, man. Well, then it's all bad.
I would also wait about a week to shave, and then it'd be long, and it'd be, you know.
And you rip it out with a single blade bic.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't have any utensils. So, like, he was going for a Guinness Book of World Records, you know what I mean, to shave.
Fast shaves.
Yeah, he's trying to get it done in 11 seconds.
Like this, just hacking at it.
With a weed eater.
Yeah.
I was like, man, you need help. You need help. But look at him today.
That's right.
See, that was back when you was a good motherfucker.
No, I still ain't going to let my boy look like shit.
No, you're right.
My shit's been crooked before, and he's let me know about that.
Man, he told me one time, I heard him say,
I can't be buddies with somebody whose shit's all crooked. Man, he didn't say that about me.
You got to get your fade tightened up.
We was about day 4 into St. Louis testing, and he looked at me, and he's like, whoa, bro, got to fix yourself. Dude. Like, I don't know. There was carbon fiber everywhere. I was, like, rolling around in
black.
It. Man, and I was, listen, day 4, that was a stretch.
He looked like little Sambo.
I was like, what's that guy talking about? I went back and looked in the truck mirror. I was like, oh, God.
Dude, yeah. I come out of the car, put the battery charger on. He's standing there. We're fitting to throw the front end back on it. And he's standing there. He's just, and I look over at him. There's all these people standing around. I went, whoa. And I was like, dude.
It's 100 degrees, like 300% humidity.
I said, you need to check yourself, bro. You're looking real raggedy right now. And he was like, what? He's like, are you fucking with me? I was like, dude, you need to get in a mirror or something. Like, damn.
It was
and
real
I was
rough.
Like, and I like
fix
made
your
my,
shit,
I like made damn. My, yeah, I like made my hands up and down. I was like, dude, this, all of this, like, you
that's,
got,
see, but
you
that,
got
that's what friends do.
Because damn. And hey, he was real pissed off for a second. He was looking at me like, you motherfucker, I'm working my ass off. Yeah. You gonna bitch about the way I look. But then, you know what he did?
I went and straightened it up.
He did just like that old girl went and got a brush.
Went and got me a brush.
He went and got him a wash rag. And he came back over and he thanked me.
I saw his face. It was all dirty. He's like, man, how y'all let me walk around like this?
It was rough.
I ain't gonna let you. I'm gonna tell you.
It was rough.
But afterwards he came back. He goes, hey, man, thanks. Thank you. I looked like shit. Thank you. I was like, good, man. We got to at least look the part.
Yeah.
But
sometimes
anyway,
I forget that.
So where did you get these amazing razors that have made your
face
look good?
From Harry's. Harry's.com.
I don't even know if that's really it.
No, it is.
Is it?
Harry's.com, player.
That's a real website, Harry's.com? Huh.
They got the good razors.
No, I've heard. I after seeing Sean's clean-shaven face today, I think I'm going to try them myself, which I'm a real stickler when it comes to razor. I got to have a certain razor. I got to have a certain shaving cream. I
got
to have a certain way to do it.
And,
I got my kit. You know, it goes everywhere with me because you never know where I'm going to stay.
Now,
I may not even have a mirror when I get there. You never know where I'm going to be.
Wherever you stay is home, though.
Your home is where you make it. And I make it everywhere I can.
Might be Holiday Inn or Doubletree.
But so from what I'm gathering here, you have stopped compromising on your shave and you got started with Harry's. For far too long, you've either paid too much for a comfortable shave or you settled for a low price, low quality razor. I'm just guessing here, Sean. Harry's offers something you've never had before, a great shave at a fair price. Harry's makes its own high quality razors and it cuts, get it? It cuts out the middleman.
I get it.
And it ships them directly to you for half the price of the leading brand. Good shave, good price, the shit's simple. Get the best of both with Harry's. That's what you did.
That's exactly what I did, man. Harry's starter set, it's a great option for new customers, you know, like me. And amazing deals. You know, for just $15, you get a razor handle, moisturizing shaving cream, and 3 of Harry's 5-blade German-engineered razors. Plus, there's a special offer right now for fans. Harry's will give you $5 off your first purchase with promo code CHIEF.
Hey, that's
me. I feel
like
that should have been Sean.
Man.
It's not. It is CHIEF.
It's just like everything else you do. I take credit for it.
For everybody else out there, that CHIEF is CHIEF.
That's true. I am.
It's not CHIEF or anything like that.
No, shit.
But so make sure when you go to harrys.com and look for the Truman set. Harry's, HARRYS.com.
The Truman set, like the president?
Yeah.
It's a presidential kit right now.
It is. And all you got to do is enter the code CHIEF.
Harry Truman.
The Truman kit. Get it?
I do get it now.
The S stands for shave.
I'm going to have to check that out. Is it straight razors or what?
No. Oh,
no, it's like a, it's like a regular razor?
It is. Straight razor.
Man, I tried some straight. We know you're sensitive, Phantom. If this shit works for you, it's got to work for anybody else. Your old sensitive ass.
Yep.
Got all them feels
and shit. It's
going
to do you right.
I mean, it did you right.
It did.
You look good, player. You look good.
Thanks, man. I try.
You look good. I mean,
from time to time, you know, at least once a month.
We're going to need that Sean Connery thing, though. Give me something.
Don't put me on the spotlight.
All right, how about this? How about this? I'm going to give you the rest of the podcast, and then McDougal and me are going to pick a fan letter, and you're going to read it in Sean Connery's voice.
The whole fan letter.
I'm horrible at that. All right, I ain't
perfect.
No good at that.
Perfect.
Perfect. You better go out in the bathroom, fix yourself, and practice on it.
All right, so also, we're broke. Look, we've been racing real hard lately.
Yeah, we have.
We've been building cars, crashing cars, tearing shit up.
Skipping work.
We ain't been to work in, well, y'all know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since last Tuesday.
Only
since
reason,
last Tuesday.
Only reason, ain't been to work in a week.
Yeah.
Only reason we're in here now is so I get some of y'all's money and get in y'all's pocket. This is what I'm going to let you know. Go to the MidwestStreetCars.com website. There is new merchandise.
Yeah.
Sign up to receive updates on the new products. And if you look real hard, there's some coupon codes and you can save some bread. I know how my fans be liking to clip them coupons.
Yeah.
Man, them new shirts, the Ruthless and Hateful.
Yeah. I done worn them.
I ain't even got one yet, but I'm going to get one. Wait till y'all ain't looking because I'm going to have to shoplift that thing. I ain't got no money.
Yeah, you probably
shoplift and run.
Piece of shit.
That's what I
you
do.
Piece of shit.
You invite me over, I'm going to steal shit.
Know. The girls up front know when you come in, be keeping an eye on you.
Yeah,
turn the cameras
hurry
on.
Hurry up and buy. She said,
every time McDougal walks in, well, McDougal or my dad, it goes, yeah.
Hurry up and buy. I slip and fall and be like, $20,000.
Yeah, we can settle out of court right now.
All right, man, 20 bucks in a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
So, let's see, have we even... In between this Tuesday and last Tuesday, was Outlaw Armageddon in there somewhere?
It was.
How was that deal?
Cool. That was interesting. The car that I was messing with went to the Final Four. Only 405 car to make it that far. But, man, they were fast.
Yeah, they were.
Like, I had that car turned up all it wanted. I mean, I blew through the convert, just went right to 9 grand, just held it on the limiter all the way down the track.
Fucking A.
Because that bitch was pissed. I don't know how much boost you can make, but I just said, put 100 pounds on the gate. In 2 seconds, let her eat.
Hell yeah.
And it took it, and it went right down there, and that car still beat us. I was like, damn it, that Pro Mod's fast.
There's a lot of fast cars there, man.
There was two Pro Mods that went through the race your way in. I mean, how do you take a screw charger car, make like 14 straight passes in a row in 2 days, and never give it a break? They're running through like every hour.
Full pit over there changing pistons and shit.
I don't think either one of them motors come apart. I'm surprised they made it that far.
Well, I mean, even on those cars, though, even if they did, like a lot of times those guys, if they do make a good lick or whatever, or they shake it, or they hit the you know, limiter or whatever, they'll check the rod bearings, shit like that. Or if they shut it off wrong or whatever, they'll have to check the rod bearings and shit and strip the blowers and all that. But, you know, that's a NHRA level blower car type deal, you know,
Real
or
deal.
A PDRA, you know, like these guys were...
Pro boost type.
They
cars.
Were pro boost more. They were more like pro boost type cars. You know what I mean? And so they've seemingly got reliable setups. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they got a damn good crew of people. You know, and obviously that they've got their shit together. So
they can power management.
Well, Wiley's done it twice now. He did American Outlaws Live and Armageddon, where he had to race his way into both of them. And then race all the way to the finals in both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they're good racers for sure. I will not be, and this has nothing to do with the people that are involved or the promoters or the racers or any of that shit, but, like, I'm not going to go to those type of races anymore. I've never really been one for no prep. I've never really given a shit about no prep. I don't really like no prep races because, really, it just tears up a lot of nice shit.
It does.
But, like, I don't mind it if there's a big payday and there's a chance for me to win, you know?
Yeah, but whenever there's... 12 full-blown pro mods that I couldn't fucking race.
I don't even mind racing pro mods. Everybody knows I don't mind racing pro. I have a pro mod. You know what I mean?
It's like, a radial mod. Currently.
Sorry, it's a street mod, crow mod. But I don't mind racing pro mods. Everybody, I don't give a fuck about that. But I want to race them at a real no prep or a street type environment where, yes. And that's not just saying the surface sucks, because I don't care if the surface is good or not. Like, I just want a fair shot at a fast car the same way they got it. You know what I mean? And when none of these guys that are putting these races on, no, they won't let me in the Race Your Way In. I'm already right. in the Invitational.
We gave them five licks to warm up.
So they get to be in the Race Your Way In, and they get five licks at the track the night before, yep. or sometimes still the day of.
Yes.
And then I got to race them cold off the trailer, and they got five hits with data on the track. And these aren't like dummies. These are good racers.
$30,000 of electronics.
And they know how to use it. And even if they don't have the electronics, they know how to use what they got.
Right.
Yep. You know what I mean? Because
they're smart.
Because, you know, like a guy like Frankie Taylor, he don't need electronics.
Frankie Taylor don't even need anything but a gas pedal and one wire to the taillight.
Man, you ain't lying.
But he wired a whole car in 5 minutes. Watched him do it.
He didn't even measure the wire.
He went over there and stripped some off, hooked it to the positive on the battery, and right to the taillight, said, done.
Yep. So I don't mind racing pro mods, but I feel like something needs to be changed on the whole Race Your Way In thing.
Yeah,
that's just out of hand. Because if you look at every Race Your Way In, the winner of Race Your Way In was in the final,
yes.
or won the Invitational the next day.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I mean? That should tell you something.
Give me five qualifiers for that Invitational. Yeah.
If they're worried about big blower dudes coming in here, because, you know, it is tougher on the turbo guys than it is the blower guys, or the nitrous guys than it is the blower guys, because those blowers put 500 to 700 pounds of downforce on the drive tire at 150 foot. You know what I mean? I mean, or more than 150
where they
foot,
need it.
You know, right? And so right when the surface goes to shit, we can't keep applying power, and they're applying power and weight to the car that they don't have to even carry to the finish.
They got a 2,300 pound car that weighs 4,000 going down track.
Yeah,
and they don't have to carry it. You know what I mean? It's right. it's just on the drive tire, so wow. it's like a giant pry bar pulling down on the back of the car. You know, so like. If they want to get rid of them, I don't feel like there needs to be a bunch of rules on no prep racing. I don't feel like there needs to be. And this has been beat to death, so we're not gonna touch on it too much, because it's been touched on. And
yeah, but I mean, honestly, I could do the Race Your Way In and not win it. You know what I mean? I could have five extra hits than everybody else and still not outrun, you know, half of those cars that were in the Race Your Way.
3,500 pound. Steel body street cars.
That's what I'm saying, man. I could have all the hits in the world, and my car, the way it currently is right now, it doesn't stack up to these cars that we're racing.
No.
That's true. But the deal was, originally, there was only one rule, and they had to be street raced. You know what I mean? Yeah. This was for street racers, because no preps were for street racers. Those guys with the pro mods and those guys with the blowers stuff that coming around all the time, they got something to do in their hometown every weekend with them fucking cars.
Yep.
There's nothing for a guy with a big, heavy steel street car, street race car. There's nothing for him to do every weekend at the track. You know what I mean? Yep. But, so that's why these were put on. These were put on so everybody could see those cars, their favorite guys, whatever, race at the track and not have to go out and go to jail race on the street. Well, now, because of greedy promoters, greedy racetracks, you know, I'm going to say it. I mean, whatever. Fucking tell them I said it. I don't give a fuck.
They
greedy promoters and greedy racetracks are the reason this shit has gotten this way, because no preps have gone from one-day races where you come off the trailer in outlaw class, first car down.
Yep.
It's gone from that.
I don't understand how that's even an option. Like, I was in Denton, and they drew for who was going to be the first down. Look, it was big tire, but how is that even a conversation?
Well,
the whole thing is for big tire. Like, everybody else is just class fillers. Like, the whole thing was designed around big tire street cars having a place to race that wasn't the street.
Well, in my opinion, there was two classes. There was big tire and small tire.
Right.
But originally, it was just big tire. But then there was big tire and small tire. I feel like both of those classes are worthy. But the small tire guys don't need to go first. They got little bitty tires.
And
you know what I mean?
It's safer for them when they go after us.
And the big tire guys are the ones that got all that goddamn tire. Make them go down the raggedy ass fucking road first. That's what way we've always done it.
And
so,
make it a no prep.
So if it's a no prep and you show up and they don't prep it, I don't care if they sweep it. I don't care if they blow it. Don't drag it. Don't spray it. Just leave it alone. And then the big tire guys go out first.
Yep.
That's the way it should be. And it's a one-day race. But now, because of greedy promoters and racetracks, they've turned these into 3 and 4 day races with testing sessions and test and tunes. And then they got three or four classes the night before, and then you grudge. You can grudge race. Yeah. I mean, it's
how
like,
do you test for a no prep at a no prep? But, I mean, that's that. Dude, that shouldn't even be an option.
And what that's done is, it's turned this into a big money fiasco that is taken away from what it originally was. And you know, whatever they're gonna, it's either gonna decline or they're gonna see the light and fix it. In my opinion, the only thing that needs to be done is no more race your way in, no more racing the night before, no more testing, no more testing beforehand, whatever. The way it was back in the day was they raced on Saturday the week before, nobody touched the track or went anywhere near the track for a week. Remember that?
Yep.
Nobody. And then when we went up to race, they would some tracks would sweep it. Some tracks would blow it off. Some tracks wouldn't do shit. Remember Thunder Valley didn't do shit.
No, yeah. That's just good luck.
Remember it was ashy that one time?
That was rough.
Yeah, like Smoke's elbows.
Yeah. It was.
And everybody crashed.
You know I went to the finals in that race with Dave, didn't I?
Yeah. That's rough. When you had a chance, right?
Your slicks were like powdered donuts by the time we got to the end of the track.
Exactly. Yep. I was on small tire. I went to the final, too, against
Chuck. Yeah, against Chuck.
Hey.
Yep.
Up high. High five, buddy.
It was the last time I did good.
He remembers it.
I mean, at an event like that, yeah. I mean, I've won some races on the street, but...
Yeah, but no prep has changed since then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And my car stayed the same.
And, yeah. Yeah. They keep getting faster, and Murnova stays
still
the same.
Sitting back there on the rack right now.
Yep.
Yeah. We need to start calling that thing... what's his name from... Dazed and Confused.
Oh, man.
Wooderson or whatever. Wooderson. Yeah. So, anyway, long story short, I think if they just got rid of the 10 days beforehand preparing for this event and all the different money that comes involved with it, and then I think if they got rid of the race your way in crap, just get rid of all that. It's one rule, street raced only.
I agree.
If Steve Wiley or... Galen Smith or any of those big bad motherfuckers, and because I respect the shit out of those guys. Those guys are bad motherfuckers. They'll put their shit on a fucking nasty track. But if those guys want to get out and bang it out on the street somewhere,
yeah,
you know, then cool. You know, if they'll go over here off the service road and bang it out on the street two or three nights a week, cool. I'll run them and if they're faster than me, then hell yeah, buddy.
Yep.
Good job. You fucking kick ass. But if you ain't gonna street race.
You ain't just going to catch your off weekend and pick on a bunch of
What I'm saying. Cars. Like we ain't got nothing else to do this weekend. Let's go win 75 grand against a bunch of, you know, steel back half cars. You know what I mean? That ain't been on a track in 6 months.
Yeah,
you know?
Don't know nothing about track racing.
Yeah, don't know nothing about wheelie bars or nothing.
And dude, that Armageddon deal, I mean, Jesus. I took that tune-up right out of there, went 102.
I was the first pair down the track in big tire because that's the way I wanted it to be.
Right.
You know, and... No turning down. No, I didn't even get loose. You know what I mean?
It shook.
It was, it shook. The car always shakes. Like we knew that. That goes unsaid.
It's just like but, Michael J. Fox.
You know, I mean, it just. It's,
you're a real piece of shit, you know?
Yeah, you're a piece of shit. But when you can do that, man, that ain't a no problem.
Nah, man, when we got down to that final four, the tune-up that was in that car. I mean, goes 14s, and there ain't no way you should run 14s on no prep. It should never be available.
Well, but if you can, you're a bad motherfucker. But
that wasn't a no prep.
No.
There was 80,000 passes prior to that.
You know, hey, and if you want to, if people are scared and they don't want to race guys like Steve Wiley and Galen Thomas and all that, I make it real easy. You don't have to get rid of promos. You don't have to put a bunch of rules on this shit. There should be no need for a bunch of rules. Like, street raced only, that gets rid of 90% of the problems.
Yeah.
Right,
all the problems.
That's
cars,
why it's a fucking invitational. Why is it an invitational if you're gonna let people race into it? That's not an invitational. It's an invitational because it's for street racers. You invite the street racers, the biggest baddest street racers you know. They get a chance to bang it out on the track in front of a bunch of packed house, and have a good time, and all their fans and all their people get to see them in the daylight. You know, like that's what's cool about it. So street race only, and if you want to get rid of all those big bad blower cars, if y'all scared of the big bad blower cars, then just no zoomies.
Yeah, that
done.
That clips them right there.
No zoomies. Make a 60 street feet. Raced only. It's over. You get rid of the zoomies on those cars. Make them put regular headers on it with a muffler. And
first off, they ain't going to do it because the next weekend they go to PDRA Pro Boost.
Well, not
again.
Just that, but I mean, I remember when Tutoro tried it in NMCA or whatever. He tried. They had a rule that said you had to have mufflers and no zoomies because it was a fastest street car shootout or whatever. Tutoro tried that shit and it wouldn't go down. Put the zoomies on, I go right down. You know, now I'm sure Totoro figured it out because he's a bad motherfucker and, you know, he made it go eventually, but then it just gives the same chance as everybody else. That's all I'm saying. So whatever. I street raced my pro mod. You know what I mean? But
damn sure.
But I didn't even feel like bringing mine to Armageddon because I didn't have a shot. I mean, dude, it's like, I'm not no dummy. Like, if I can't be in a race your way in.
That's the qualifier. Those guys got 5 qualifier rounds.
Yeah. Dude, no thanks.
I mean, that's the only thing that's really not fair. Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, I hate to say it. If they'd have gave me 5 passes the night before, I would have found a stater, and Mike Kenson's car would have won that thing.
Well, like I told him, I said, I don't want to be in the Invitational. I want to be in the race your way in. Yeah, but everybody wants to see you race. I don't care. They can see me race, you know, anytime. They can see me race on TV.
Like, oh, that's another $10,000.
Like, I'm here to race, and there's a $10,000 race the night before, and I can't be in it? What the fuck, bro, you know? So it's just that part kills me, you know what I mean? And it was that way at American Outlaws Live, and it was that way at Armageddon. And, you know, right now those are the biggest no preps are. And, you know, if you get rid of all that shit, you don't have to have a $100,000 payday.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Yep. If you These get dudes rid of will come that, do it for like it used to be. You know what our payout was last when we had back of the track, you know, backwards track? Whatever the hell the people standing alongside the track come up with.
Yeah, it was $300 to enter and then everybody else come up with.
I mean, yeah, I walked around and said, anybody they want to throw in on the pot, let's throw it in. And it would be $4,000 or $5,000.
Right. But you didn't have to be there Wednesday.
No.
You know what I mean? You didn't have to overnight parts of the track.
No, we just
you
passed
didn't have
the bracket
to,
racers on a Saturday night. Yeah, they're pulling out. We're
going
in.
You show up at midnight.
That's exactly right. You show up at midnight. You get it all done that night. You go home. You're at work the next morning. Like, now they're making it to where you got to have a fucking somebody to cook for you, and you got to have golf carts, and, you know,
place to stay.
You got to have.
Be there 4 days in advance, get your shit set up.
Yeah, you got to have. Yeah, exactly. So, it's cool for the fans. You know, I love that part, but, I mean, let's be honest. Where were the fans in the final?
Yep.
You know what I mean? There was more people on the starting line for Doc's grudge races with Kai and Bodie on it. Like, there was more people on the starting line and in the stands watching those than there was in the final because them people did not come to that track to see 2 PDRA Pro Boost blower cars going at it, period.
Not
Sean's getting in trouble for chewing his gum. We had to talk about this beforehand, and Phantom's not going to stand for it.
I didn't even think I was chewing it.
Anyway, moving on. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
It was still a good time. We met a bunch of awesome fans. I got to just hang out.
There wasn't even too many shitty ones at that one.
Everybody's pretty good at Outlaw Armageddon.
Yeah, they were. Indy, it was rough.
No, Indy wasn't as bad. I mean, Indy was bad. St. Louis was rough.
Yeah, well, we didn't have, I mean, we was struggling. Yeah. We didn't have a golf cart.
Yeah.
We didn't have pro jacks. Yeah. We didn't have a good floor jack.
Well, yeah, we ended up taking the car from Outlaw Armageddon and went to Jeffers Race Cars in Missouri to help work on the car to get it ready for the NHRA. Because they've decided to let me in their little club, and we're now friends again. We've made up. We're good. I got my license. I'm now official pro mod.
Professional.
Race car driver. Bitches.
I'm still amateur.
Did you see our pits though? Like in the grass.
By the
1250 bracket cars.
Mm-hmm. But we went to Jeffers Race Cars to get the car ready. I was up there for a week before that. Then I was up there for a couple days before you guys showed up. Monkey and McDougal, the Monkey Bros, came up to Jeffers and put in work. They showed up, put in work. Literally.
He has a great shop, but it is the worst environment to work in. There's so much fiberglass or carbon fiber or whatever floating around from all his body panels, because he makes body panels and stuff. Yeah. I'd go to the hotel and just be like, fire in my skin every day, because you got to roll around the floor. You know, we're building the floater rear end and putting carbon fiber brakes, and it was brutal. It was brutal.
Yeah, well, like the dude does the whole thing. Like he does everything. Cars from start to finish in one shop. So you got
it's super cool
the welding and the cutting and the grinding, and then you got the metal work, and then you got the powder coating and the painting, and then the carbon fiber in and the fiberglassing, and
yeah, just, everything.
You know, and God only knows what else, the asbestos is in the ground up there. I mean, dude,
yeah,
the people, I'm just going, man, sorry, I'm sorry, Jeffers. Sorry, Larry Jeffers. Missouri is full of the weirds.
Really strange humans live
oh
up there.
Oh, my. Yeah. I was trying to tell.
There's a lot of change on the ground, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
I was trying to tell McDougal and Monkey about it before they got there, and they couldn't understand what I was talking about. I was like, dude, these people are the weird. And they're like, what do you mean the weird? I'm like, dude, they're strange. They're, like, really, really weird. And McDougal's like, you mean, like, a penis for a trailer hitch kind of weird? I'm like, yeah. Like, weird, man. And then he shows up there, and as soon as they get there, of course, I'm
yeah,
gone.
He didn't even say bye. He's like, yeah. We pull up, he leaves.
Well, because
like, there's all the parts.
They pulled up and started to get work on the car, and I was like, you know, Monkey's like, where's the wheels and tires? I was like, I don't know. He's like, where's the chutes? I'm like, all right.
Chief wasn't trying to get in trouble, so he was out.
So yeah. I said, I'm on my way to get them. So I drove to Delaware, Ohio to get wheels and tires and chutes and borrow anything I could from Jigs. And everybody knew it when my chutes came out.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they got the loudest chutes he had.
Oh, my God.
There was the loudest ones he had on the shelf, I guarantee you.
Jigs.
When those popped out, I was like, oh, what happened?
Yeah, there were some loud chutes for sure. And in the NHRA, you have these boxes on your cars that, like, do all that for you. So, like, if you're passed out from all the G-forces, like, yeah, it'll pull your chute for you. Well, my first hit, the NHRA boost controller didn't work or wasn't turned on or whatever the problem was. The NHRA didn't come over and put their little key card in it or whatever and unlock it and then zip it up and, you know, fasten it all back together, whatever they didn't do. It didn't come on. So it was a lazy turd. So I let off the trans brake and goes, bah. Well, I let off before the eighth mile. And so I was just coasting. And then I was like, man, this track's long. Like it's gonna
it's a long ways be long,
and they don't let you get off on any other turnoffs. You have to go to the very end.
They close all the gates.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You have to go to the very end because that's where the NHRA is down there to get you off the track, and they got the four wheelers and they push you around and put all your fires out and all that stuff, and then they hook up to all your computers and make sure you ain't a cheating piece of shit.
They tear your car apart. It's pretty intense.
And then they literally tear your car apart.
Front clip off.
Yeah, we had to take the front clip off. They were like, okay, you go
down to the end of the track.
Yeah, you go to the end of the track. They got the tech guys all down there looking around, making sure he ain't messing with none, make sure he ain't putting no weight in the chutes, you know, and then you go from there to the weight, to the scale, then they really weigh you good. I mean, real good. Back up an inch. Pull forward an inch. Okay. I don't know. We're going to let it slide. I'm like, okay.
We were 20 over,
yeah,
sir.
Then they're like, then they're like, go to this trailer over here. So then you got to push the car to this other trailer, and then they take the front clip off, and they dip your fuel. And then they chemically test your fuel to make sure you ain't
got
no... It has
to be at the right temperature.
Dude, I got failed the first pass because my fuel was at the wrong temperature, and they said that there was some water in it. And I was like, so my fuel is too cold? And they're like, no, it's too hot. You were 79, everybody else was 74. And I'm like,
it's too hot and too
wet. I'm like, wait a minute, it's hot and wet? Like, that's not a performance enhancer. Like,
yeah, I mean, What could the water possibly fucking help being in there?
It doesn't matter.
What does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter. The rules say it has to be 100% pure methanol. So if there's water in it, it's not 100% pure.
That could just be condensation or something.
It was because, and that's what he said. He goes, I don't know, but you got some water in there. I'm like, what? We don't even know how to get rid of that. Like, what do we do? And he was like, well, whenever you get the car out in the morning, put fresh fuel in it. I was like, get it out. What do you mean? Whenever you unload it, when you get here, I'm like, no. It sits out all night.
Yeah, no, we unloaded this thing once.
We don't have any room in the trailer to put the car after we put all our shit in there so people don't steal it at night.
After we open our laptop, the trailer's full.
Yeah.
And then also, we have to use the truck that we pulled the trailer with to, like, drive us around.
That threw them off at the gate.
They were freaked out.
Yeah, I was like, she was like, this goes on your pit vehicle. I was like, but our pit vehicle is the tote vehicle. And she's like, no, you have a rig that pulls it in, and then you have a pit vehicle.
Yes.
It's like, ma'am, it's the same truck. Like, it's all we got. We're all out of trucks.
So then you go from getting your fuel checked. So they were like, so we decided that the next morning, when we got there, we would drain the fuel out, flush some good fuel through it. Thankfully, VP was there. They came by, helped us out. They helped us get right. and we ended up passing Fuel Tech every time other than that. But then after you go to the Fuel Tech trailer, so then you got to go to...
So you got to take the front clip off there, put it back on.
You
got
to put it back on at the Fuel Tech trailer. Then you go, and they say, you go to this big, big trailer under the awning at TurboTech. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, TurboTech. And I'm like, okay. So then they have a semi-trailer that you pull up next to with an awning out there and 15 dudes to take your car apart and make sure that you pass tech.
Man, they take, like, put pressure on your sensor with, like, a leak down tester for your engine. They put it on your sensor and then measure the voltages.
Yeah.
And, I mean, measure your turbos. I mean,
they check your, like, if you're a blower guy, you have to have, like, rails built around your block, around the head, so that if you blow a head gasket, fire and stuff can't come out. So, like, they check all, like, they're checking all, and I'm like, sir, that's a 455 block?
Yeah, those didn't come with that option.
Yeah, it's hard to weld to cast iron.
Yeah, it's cast iron, and they were like, what? And I'm like, yeah, we don't have anything like that. We're cast iron. He's like, phew. You know, well, I don't know what we're going to do. I'm like, holy crap, we're not gonna make it. And we're a half a second off the field.
Yeah.
That first one, they TurboTech, we were like a 720, and they're just tearing us down like we're cheating.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Sirs, yeah. We're doing the best we can.
We're standing there.
Look, sirs.
And McDougal's like, man, somebody must have told them we're real pieces of shit. Well, then it turns out it's not just us. It was everybody.
How long did that whole process take? Like, right after your pass... Till you got back to the trailer.
Exactly the amount of time it takes for them to call you back up.
Well, when we got the schedule, I'm like...
About the time you're pulling back into your pit, they're calling Pro Mod.
Yep.
We got the schedule, and there's like 3 hours in between passes. Like, man, this is going to be cakewalk. Like, yeah. We usually get ran like 45 to an hour. No, it's like 45, because by the time they get done ramrodding you through tech, you just get back to the trailer, and they're like... You gotta have your car down. You gotta be backing out.
Oh yeah, and they have somebody, like, they don't announce it on the on the intercom and say, hey, like, Pro Mod lane 7 and 8, Pro Mod 7 and 8. They don't do that. They send someone to your pit and they say, your car needs to be down off of the jacks in 15 minutes.
No, I saw the lady back there the whole time.
They got,
like,
a little moped,
like,
with a
helmet and stuff. Well, I've told him, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay. Because every time I go over there, people would assume I've got, like, a big part of your car or something. Like, I go, okay, did you let them know? Well, I was letting you know. Oh, well, you probably should let somebody over here who's working on this deal know. Find one of the Monkey Brothers or Chief or somebody, you know, because I don't.
I'm just over here selling shirts.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what to tell you.
It was crazy. And then when you get back to your pit and you think, okay, we're done with tech, we can, like, work on the car and get it ready for the next round. No. Here come the gray shirts.
Yep.
Here come the four guys in gray shirts with computers and cables, and they're like, all right, we're going to check this. I'm like, what? We just went through all that.
If I was them, I'd be hung up in the Jags pit after he went a 577.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure Jags got ran through the ringer.
I would just stay over there, figure out that that's not right.
Petty just tells them to fuck off, though.
Well, but, and also, you know that, you know, there was probably some bitching in the Pro Mod ranks about us being there. And sure. maybe it had something to do with the music. I don't know.
The NHRA people, they were, like, riding up to tell us to get ready. And the lady's like, I'm sorry. Because it was, like, most derogatory shit going down.
Oh, yeah.
We're just on one. Like, the music's blaring. Yeah. We're just going hard as we can.
Yeah.
And the NHRA's like, I'm sorry.
Telling all the fans.
Like 5-year-old kids, like, you know.
Slob on my knobs. Sucking a nigga dick or something. Like, it was, because, you know, we play 3-6 Mafia. That's what we start with 3-6, and we end up with some Brother Lynch Hung, and, you know.
There's Kevin Gates when we're trying to go soft.
We go to Kevin Gates, and
we turn real chill and turn Kevin Gates on for the kids.
Yeah, that's for the Kevin Gates, for the kids. Yes, but, so I think next time we go to the NHRA stuff, next time we get out there, we're going to have to put a parental advisory sticker on the back of the trailer.
Very large one.
A very large one, just to let people know that, you know, hey, if you're going to stand over here, your ears are going to get fucked.
Yes.
Cool thing is, most of our fans that's willing to stand there for 6 or 8 hours at a time and stare at us, they don't mind that their kids hear that kind of shit. Like, it's not a big deal to them.
Well,
it's just the ones walking by going to, like, the rich people's trailer, like, oh, my God, cover your ears, kid.
Hey, but, hey, you know, like you said, man, why change?
Man, that was our deal when we talked about this.
This is what got us to this point.
Yeah, ain't no sense in changing.
This is what got us to here. Why would we change now? This is what we do. When we go somewhere, we blast offensive rap music. We act like thugs. Yep. And we race our ass off.
When we first talked about this, when he decided he was going to do this, that was a conversation we had. No matter what, we cannot be something we're not.
Yeah, well, it started in Tulsa. Remember, that was the first time we got
to test. Almost didn't turn it on. We had a conversation.
We pulled into Tulsa amongst all them pro guys, and we were like, you know, we're fixing to do this. Like,
yeah.
It was like a decision. Like, are we going to be cool and, like, try and get these people to, like us and you know, be like them? And then it was like, you know what? If they don't like us for who we are, then what's the point of them liking us at all? That's a facade.
Yeah, we won't.
Because they're going to get their feelings hurt when they find out we're a piece of shit.
Yeah, then, exactly. then they think
you're... Since I'm putting a front on being a piece of shit.
Because then they think you're a good person and stuff. And then when they find out you're a piece of shit, then they're hurt and they feel betrayed.
Yeah.
I'd rather them know up front.
I didn't think he was like that. People don't look at us and say that. No, we knew they was like that.
We knew they're not trustable.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like now, when people say, can you believe what Chief's doing over there? And then NHRA is like, well, what'd you think he was going to do?
Yeah.
Like, he told you he was going to do, like literally, they told you that they were going to show up here and do that. Like, that's who they are.
Well, within an hour of
the
Tulsa.
The idiot's got Cadillac tattooed on his hand.
Fucking idiot's got his firing order on his knuckles. He can't even remember.
In case
he puts his plug wires on like this. Like, all right, 1, 8. Yeah.
Just in case I got to remember, I got the firing order tattooed on my knuckles, man. Yeah. Like, if you think that a guy like that's coming there for the respect, you're wrong.
Yeah, or to get people to like him.
No, that's why people like me, is because I don't care, right? Because I'm a piece of shit.
I think we even got Clint Satterfield coming around. I catch him over there kind of bobbing his head a little bit.
Hey, I've seen a lot. There's a lot of the pro mod guys that, well, I mean, like when we were in St. Louis, before Indy, we got the car finished up at Larry Jeffers, and Monkey left us.
Bounced.
He went out. Home. He said, I'm done.
All right, we'll see y'all, guys.
That's what we did.
The car was pretty close.
It's Friday at 5.
The car was pretty close. I'm not going to say it was done, but it was close enough that me and McDougal could talk ourselves into finishing at the track.
Well, it was like 3 o'clock, and qualifying went until 4. It was only a 45-minute drive.
That's exactly,
plenty of time. Yeah.
That's exactly what happened, too. Monkey left. We loaded in the trailer, and we're like, we're not going home, right? Like,
no.
There's a racetrack around here somewhere. And we looked at it, and there was Gateway, and they were having a pro mod race, and they had pro boost and everything. So we were like,
perfect.
Qualifying just, 3 at 4 o'clock.
Perfect.
We're like, let's just go make a lick. Let's go make a lick. So we showed up at the track there, and we were blasting the offensive rap music. And, you know, there was a lot of NHRA pro mod guys there. There was a lot of big wigs there, and we made a big splash. But the music, believe it or not, I thought was going to be the thing where no one wanted anything to do with us. Man,
no,
quite the contrary.
They still come over there like that.
You know, and one of the guys is a big major sponsor in the NHRA, and he is from what I've been told, he's got like overseas money. He's got like
Swiss bank accounts.
No, he's got like Bahrain monies or something. I don't know. The dude's got the jack. He has the money. And everybody that's around this dude is like kissing his ass and like, you know,
running around.
Oh, like, yeah,
everything he says, like, oh yeah, no, I agree. Red. Yeah. No, I agree. Totally. You know,
yeah, everybody just agrees with
3 grams on the clutch. Of course.
Yeah. Of course. That's what we would do. You know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. No, that guy's an idiot. I agree with
4 grams was terrible. I can't believe he said that. What you said is perfect.
Yeah, why would we do that? Well, this dude turns out
he got chic money.
Well, they all know it, so they treat him that way. But we didn't know it was him.
Apparently, he likes betting $3,000 at a time on a quarter.
Wow. Like, we actually were in the staging lanes going up for our first qualifier, and we're going up against him. And I look at his car, and I'm thinking, this dude is sponsored by them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because I met him, and he seems cool. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, he's sponsored by that big company that sponsors everybody else in Pro Mod. You know, like.
Yeah.
And they got a funny car.
In every class.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, he must be sponsored by them. He comes over and he's like, how are you going to stage? And I was like, man, honestly, I ain't used a bump box before. So I'm just going to roll up there, light the first one. You still got to qualify. I probably don't even have a chance. So I'm going to light the first one, wait on you to go to the first one. I'll go right in. I don't care. And he was like, okay, it doesn't matter to me. I just wanted to know. I didn't want to hang you out or nothing. And I'm like, oh, dude, we're good. Like, I'm not here to do that. We're not even here to race. We're just here to test. And so we went up there and did our thing, and we get to the finish line down there, and I think I beat him. I don't know. Pretty sure he had to pedal or something. I think I beat him. And then we get out.
We won't remind him of that, though.
We're not going to remind him of that. I think I almost hit him. I did go towards
rub it in his face or nothing.
I did go towards the center line real hard. And right before I go up there, everybody's like, look, man, the NHRA is watching because they know you're testing for Indy. So, like, don't just get out of it. Stay out of it. No, I went straight for the center line, pedaling it, everything else.
Like, I'm pretty sure they've seen you drive.
Like,
before.
I'm in the final.
Yeah,
that threw me off a little bit. Like, whenever he pedaled it and drove it, like, I mean, he drove it. I was like, hell yeah, good job, buddy. Everybody's like, oh, man, you got to tell him. Don't do that.
The NHRA is watching.
Like, what do you mean? Do
yeah,
what?
So?
Like,
yeah.
All of them. They're all, like, everybody's scared of the NHRA.
I felt like that meme or Mimi of Fast and the Furious when the guy's in the little white car and his buddy's leaned in the window and he goes, careful, man, the NHRA is watching.
That's the best one. Don't do it,
Don't
Jesse.
Don't do it, Jesse.
The NHRA is watching.
That's the way I felt. Well, anyway, I did my thing. Whatever. We get down through there, and then I'm talking to a guy on the other end. He seems cool as hell. I'm like, man, he's a good dude, and, you know, he's normal. And, like, he got a sponsorship, you know? That's cool.
How do we get that?
How do we get that? Well, then later on that night, you know, it's kind of a party, and I'm kind of a party, and Justin over here, he's kind of a party.
I was hanging out.
So we had the music going, and we was working on the car. Well, we're parked right across from that guy who's sponsored by the rich guys. And one of his people came over and was like, hey, he's a big Pontiac guy. I like your motor, blah, blah, blah. We're talking about it. And he's like, you know, that guy over there, he wants to meet you guys. He wants you to come over and say hi. And I was like, okay, whatever. Well, you know me. Yeah. I didn't even go over there. A couple hours later, Johnny Drama comes over and he's like, hey, man, dude, Jim over there is wanting to meet you. He's like wanting you guys to come over and say hi. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I heard. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm like, man, I ain't trying to go over there in their pit. Like, I don't know them people. Like, we probably don't fit in with their crew. Like, we, you know, we
got our firing order on our knuckles.
Like,
we're not same, man.
Yeah,
we're just not
the
same.
We're different than those people.
And he was like, man, you're fucking up. And I was like, why? And he goes, well, you're gonna piss off, you know, that guy over there, blah, 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 and he's got all the money. And I was like, he's got the money? And they're like,
that
well,
dude
yeah.
I just talked to.
And they're like, he's the J. In the J and the A, and I was like, oh,
well,
I thought
both
he was
been talking to him all weekend. Like, yeah. He was cool as fuck. Like, in the pit station, I was like, man, that was good.
I thought he was sponsored by them. They're like, no, he is them. And I'm like,
he is that guy.
Yeah, and they're like,
that seems to happen to us a lot.
It does. Like Rick Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm sure you do this a lot or whatever.
Look, man, I'm sure you do this a lot, and it may work out
I'll
for you.
I'll never forget
but
that
I don't feel
for
like
the rest of my life.
You understand what we got going on over here.
So he's like, well, what'd you measure it with? Well, yeah. We had a tape measure. Well,
yeah, and then Monkey goes, who the fuck is he? Yeah. I said, hey, this guy says we need to get the tire off. We can measure that. Who the fuck is he? Well,
who the fuck is he? Yeah.
It was perfect. Well, anyway, so I'm like, oh, man, I didn't know he was the J. You know, like, we're trying to get a Hemi. You know what I mean? And, yeah. And then Johnny Drama's like, dude, he's got like 10 Hemis. And I'm like, man, that sounds like somebody we need to know. I said, we should go over there and talk to him. Well, we go over there and... turns out, other than the firing order on the knuckles thing, we're pretty much same.
Yeah,
this dude
likes cold beer. He likes racing.
He is the dude. Him and his whole crew in the pit and his wife. I mean, they're all just great. And his wife drives a fucking alcohol funny car.
Yeah,
she goes like 540. She won Indy, right?
She was number one qualifier.
Didn't she win it? She won the whole thing.
No. I think something happened. I think she went to the final. I don't think she won, did she?
I thought she won.
I don't know.
I know she went to the finals.
I watched a couple of
passes. I know she was number
one. Yeah,
I think
God
she went
damn,
to the final, and then the guy she was racing in the final blew it up bad.
I don't know. I bounced after didn't qualify. I was disappointed in you.
Anyway.
It's like a piece of shit.
Couldn't stand it anymore.
Couldn't stand being on this team that didn't even qualify.
Yeah,
I left.
Couldn't stand sitting at the starting line or nothing after that.
I was disappointed.
We're over there hanging out with these, you know, high rollers, and turns out, man, they're just normal people, you know, but everybody that comes over there is like kissing their ass and being weird. And we're not, because we've already assumed that they didn't have any money like us.
Well, we've been like treating him like a normal dude all weekend.
You couldn't
change
after you already treated him one way.
No.
Like, he'd come over and talk to me while I was like fixing the tires and stuff. I mean, I was like blowing him off and stuff. I was like, well, yeah, what? Hold on a second.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Hold on a second. I got to do this.
Yeah.
But, you know, with he doesn't understand is that there's like 1,500 of those guys came over all day. You know what I mean? And so, and everybody that comes
over.
And
you didn't know them either.
No, and everybody that comes over is like, hey, man, I want you to meet this guy. Like, I don't even know the guy that's talking to me very well. But they're like, you need to meet this guy. He owns Curly Q car washes all over the United States.
He owns three Texacos.
He's a big, bad deal. And I'm like, man, why can't somebody ever just come up and go, hey, man, I want you to meet my buddy. He's a good motherfucker. Or, hey, man, I want you to meet my buddy. He's a real piece of shit.
Yep.
But at least,
that's
like,
what I do.
At least, like, tell me something about the man, not just what he has or what he owns. Like, I hate that shit. Bub from Aeromotive, come right over to me. I'm trying to talk to somebody. Come right over to me. Chief, hey, get real down close. Man, I got somebody you need to meet. My buddy over here wants to meet you. And his name is Kyle Lucas. And I looked at him like, what the fuck are you talking about? He goes, Lucas. And I was like fucking Star Wars, man? George Lucas? Yeah. And he was like, what the fuck? No, are you retarded? And I was like,
yes, sir, I am.
And I was like, you going to come over here and say some dumb shit like I'm going to say some dumb shit back, you dumb motherfucker, you know? And Bub fucking laughed his ass off, you know? But, like, that's the kind of shit I'm talking about. It just wears me out. Everybody's always like, you got to meet this. Why don't you just say, hey, man, I want you to meet my buddy Kyle. He's a real piece of shit, or he's a good motherfucker, whatever, but, like, let's meet him for who he is, not what he owns or what his parents own or whatever. But so we're over there hanging out with the high rollers, and dude, we're amongst pro mod royalty here. You know what I mean? Like, you got
like all of them.
Like Brandon Pez was swinging through there, and
Clint Satterfield was there. Crazy Bob
Gardner was there. Yeah.
He's always there.
Fiscus.
Yeah, Kevin Fiscus. God dang it. Norm Grimes, like alcohol hemi badass of the world, you know, and like everybody's hanging out, and I'm just sitting here like, God dang, everybody over here has been like 850, 60 foots. You know what I mean? Like, this is the cool, man. These people race car. Well, then out of nowhere, and like I swore up and down to Jim Whiteley and Brandon Pesnam, I wouldn't tell this story because nobody would believe that we're not on drugs. But I'm standing there having a drink. Or a few. And we hear this thud, and we look over, and Jim comes walking around the side of the trailer, and Kevin Fiscus is like, dude, that's a bat. And we're like, what? And sure enough, on the ground is a bat, like a vampire bat, like a big, like, scary ass bat.
Like a fucking baseball bat?
No,
like a bat, like a fly big, around scary ass, eat your blood
squeaky
bat
from a cave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? It was a bat. It really was.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, Missouri is the weirds, you know?
Just bats falling out of the sky.
Well, then Jim Whiteley picks this fucking bat up with his hands because he's a bad motherfucker.
Only one hand. The other one had a Coors Light in it.
Yeah, yeah.
He bite its head off.
And he picked it up, and he's like holding it for everybody to see it. And I'm like, now it's a party. You know, now it's a motherfucking party. Well, one of the bats flew off. There was two bats, and they was doing it. And we just couldn't tell that there was two of them. So one of them flew off and starts attacking everybody. And then the one that Jim's holding, it starts attacking him. So he throws it up in the air. And now we got two bats. And you got Brandon Pez running around with this dog in his hands. And he's in, and the bat's trying to get tangled up in his hair. And he got
why is that? Why would it try to get in his hair?
Because he's got a lot of it. Like he's in poison or something. And then you got Big Chief rolling around on the ground like an army soldier because these bats are after us. And Jim Whiteley's laughing his damn head off. And then after it's all said and done, it gets quiet and we're standing there. And he was like, Jim Whiteley looks at me and goes, they were doing it. I was like, yeah, I know. You're a cock blocker, dude.
Yeah. He like, fucked up that
homeboy's
dude's game.
Been working on that chick bat all day. Been had it on the ground. Right there, and you're going to cock block him like that. And he goes, I guess that's me. I guess I'm a cock blocker. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. So then, you know, a few more drinks later, you got Jim Whiteley over by my trailer. Kevin Fiscus is there. Johnny Drama's there. Bob Gardner's there. Brandon Pez is there. We're flipping quarters for hundreds, and we're listening to some real derogatory 3-6 Mafia, and it was just cool as a fan, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, see? I just want to tell people, like, see who's retarded now?
Yep. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if we would have pulled in here like everybody else and tried to think we're something
but
and try to, like, agree with
like
everybody—
that. Why don't they act like that?
Right before we went there, we were told by somebody we know pretty well that, man, you can't act like that up there.
Oh, yeah. No, we were told by multiple people we can't act like that.
Like, they're like, no, that won't work.
Yep.
Like, and then okay, next whatever.
Thing you know, next everybody's thing you know, hanging out going, with us. You know, people are like, well, how come Jim wants you to pit next to him? And I'm like, because we're a good time, and Jim's a good time. I can't hang with Jim on the beer drinking thing. I don't think there's anyone.
I heard he could put it away.
He's like old man tolerance. Like,
I don't think there's anyone out there that can drink. Like Bud Heavy, your dad, look, he can drink, okay? This guy is a bottomless pit. Yeah. Like, he just kept going through them. And I'm like, finally, I got to stand next to the cooler because whoever's next to the cooler is handing them to me because Jim's telling them to. Well, if I stand next to the cooler, I'll just hand them back to the cooler.
Yeah, yeah.
But, dude, I was like, all right, I got to go before Jim gets me drunk. You know what I mean? But, like, those people are cool, and they really are, like, normal people. It was pretty awesome, you know what I mean? Like, we've met some really cool people in the Pro Mod deal and in the NHRA deal in general. And we've also learned that they're real. You know, I wish that they would do it on camera, though. You know what I mean?
Like, I can't say almost everybody I met, like, would come over there and want to, you know, bring their mom or whatever to meet Chief and get a picture with it. Like, they're normal people.
Yeah. Billy Glidden's mom is standing in my pit, and Slick Rick the Ruler is on the radio talking about God only knows what.
Yeah.
And Billy Glidden's mom's giving me a hug and can barely hear what we're talking about.
Because the radio's so loud.
Yeah. I mean, those are those moments that just don't happen to normal people.
Yep.
And if we'd have been what everybody wanted us to be, we'd have been just like everybody else out there. Nobody's coming to visit them.
Well, I'm starting to wonder if it's not the NHRA that makes those people like that. I think it might be more of their sponsors.
Well, that's
the thing. And the NHRA is not over there telling you to turn that shit down. They're not over there telling you, don't fucking say that you're hungover at the driver's meeting.
Man, they did whatever it was.
I'll admit it, dude. The NHRA has not told me what I can and cannot say. No. They have not told me to turn my radio down. They have not told me that I have to put stickers on my car. They have not told me that I can't say certain things. They haven't told me I can't drink certain things. Like,
see, so I'm wondering they if it's not the
no,
NHRA.
It's not them.
It's all those people's sponsors that they're worried about losing.
But the ProMod guys don't have the big sponsors. It's all them. They're doing
some
it themselves.
Some of them do.
You know, almost 80% of the ProMod guys have their own name on the side of their car.
Well, you're not going to lose your sponsor. So.
No, I don't have any sponsors.
You're going to be okay.
So, but the thing is, like with the ProMod thing, the ProMod guys want to be a part of the NHRA so bad that whenever they do get on camera or they do get in front of something, they want to sound just like the Top Fuel guys because that's what they think everybody wants. You know what I mean? But I'm trying to get it through their head, like, be yourself, man.
We need to be a bunch of cowboys out there living it up.
You're a Batman cock blocker, bro. That's who you are. Like, like,
damn it, Jim, you're a Batman cock blocker.
If people knew the real characters that are in ProMod, like Lil Troy, you know what I mean? From Troy Coughlin, like he's a character himself.
Yeah.
You know, if they knew that between rounds, he stands there in his boxers and his Jegs racing shirt and his moccasin slippers and smokes cigars, smoking a Cohiba, like that's cool, man. You know what I mean? But no one's ever going to know that, you know, because these dudes don't act like themselves when they get the opportunity.
Well, you would damn sure think he would. Well, the guy
that told us we can't act like that is a product of peer pressure, the way everybody else acts. Like, they all go up there like, oh, man, they said you got to act like this.
I just don't see being like that, though. I mean, the reason we are like that is because we don't want to be like everybody else.
I think the ProMod and anybody associated with it is probably going to change the way things are done. Like,
well,
it's already happening. People should change.
Like, why? You know, okay, like, we're on the starting line betting money, of course.
at the U.S. Nationals.
I won a lot of money, though.
I won, like, $600.
I won a lot of money.
I lost all my money.
Yeah, I was betting crew chiefs from other cars.
Hell yeah. Well, we're up there betting money on the starting line, like idiots, at the U.S. Nationals, on qualifying.
Never happened before.
You know what I mean? And we're doing that, and the people that are standing beside us, that are enjoying it, that are embedding with us or whatever, it was all cool until the Fox cameras come over there, and then they jetted. You know what I mean? And I want to be like, wait a minute. You were just doing the first cool thing you've done all year.
Yeah.
And then the cameras get here, and you're going to bail? Like, this is your time to be cool. Yeah. You know, but
hold that 20 up.
Nobody wants to be seen like that. You know what I mean?
They want
to
ride with it.
Ride with who you are, you know what I mean? That's what it should be, but nobody wants to do that shit. So, and then I'm standing there on the starting line, and that's when I realized, I'm standing there with you guys, you idiots, And we were talking about that one dude's hair and how real it must be.
I mean, it had to have been real.
I don't know who that guy is. I guarantee it.
It was the realest hair I seen.
People are going to know who we're talking about. But
man.
Dude, it looked like he was wearing a skunk on his head.
It was real, just not real his.
Yeah, it was real expensive.
That shit. I don't see how you can look in the mirror and go, nope, that's it. This is the one.
He did. He looked in the mirror and said, nailed it.
Nailed it. Looking you can't good. Even tell it's not real.
I look 40 years younger. Yep.
Jesus.
So... We're laughing and joking. We're having a good time. And, dude, I watched those Top Fuel cars set records, track records, pass after pass.
Side-by-side track
side
records.
They
wouldn't know it by looking at them.
None of them even cheered. Like, they turned and looked at their buddies, and they give the nod, like, yep, just what we thought it was going to do. Yep. Man, bullshit.
We knew it'd go 335.
Don't give me that bullshit. You went up there and rolled the dice like everybody else and got lucky.
Man, I told you, if you'd have went a 625, I was going to belly flop on the start.
Oh, yeah, no, we talked about that.
I was like, if he goes 625, I'm doing a backflip all the way down this track.
If he hits the record, I'm going to act a fool.
Chasing down the track.
Well, dude, like I'm watching them do it, and then other guys will smoke the tire, and they just turn and shake their head and walk off. That's all they do. No. This is the U.S. Nationals player.
Yeah.
Everybody's setting records every round. You smoke the tires, you're a dumbass. Throw your helmet.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Take that fucking earpiece and those goddamn earmuffs off of your ears and
chunk
smack
them
somebody in the face with them.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Smack your tire guy right in the head.
Yep.
You grab that
clutch. I said 5 1/4. What?
You grab that clutch guy and you hit him with those fucking earmuffs 50 or 60
3
times.
3 grams, you dumbass. 3 grams.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Set yourself aside a little bit.
No, just be you, because that's what you're going to do when you get to the trailer. You know, that's what they do.
You know that's what they did.
They yell at everybody, set the clutch guy down, and
just
bitch
like
him
the
out.
Pro mod guys. The pro mod guys, every pit you go to, they're talking shit about somebody. You know what I mean? That's why I like them so much, because they're like, you go to this pit, and they're like, man, fuck that motherfucking nitrous fag. He's gonna try and hang us out. We know better. Yep. We ain't going in until he goes in. Fuck them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Well, then they get on camera like, no, we love Ricky Smith. He a good guy. He a good guy.
Probably ain't nobody love Ricky Smith.
Yeah,
and no, that's from what I gathered. I've been at one NHRA event, you know, and
you know what, though? I'll give it. Okay, so everybody said Ricky Smith was talking shit on us and doesn't like me and thinks that we're a joke and we shouldn't be there.
I kind of get that feeling because I've never seen him.
He called us thuggish and trailer trash and all that. You know, we'll take
nailed it. True. Nailed it. True.
We resemble that. We had a trashy trailer with thuggish music. And, he called us a spectacle. And, you know, I was like, hey, you know.
Okay.
We are, you know.
Yeah, here we are.
All that
right next to you.
All that shit that everybody's telling us. But, you know, all these people are coming over to our pit and telling us, man, you hear what Ricky Smith said, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, you a snitch.
Yeah.
Why are you snitching on that man?
But you know what? Everybody talks shit about everybody, but they all come by everybody's pit. Like, you be in one guy's pit, he just talking shit about this other dude, and then you go to that guy's pit, and then he come over there with you. And, hey, buddy, how'd you guys do? Oh, man, that sucks. We got one of those if you need it. You know what I mean? It's like, bitch, you just said you wouldn't. You just said you'd fuck his own mama. Like. Yep. How you going now? You going to loan him some shit? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, y'all on the same team?
Yeah, well, that's that fake shit. That's that woman shit. You know what I mean? Like when two chicks see each other out in public. And like, hey, girl.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Remember that one movie where like the girl's
like, hey, girl.
They walk around like, fuck that skank.
Yeah, as soon as she walks off, fuck you.
And then like,
bitch.
Dude, you're like, saying, like, hey, faggot. Yeah. What up, queer? And they walk around like, hey, man, he's a good motherfucker.
That's the way it is. It's like they were all talking shit, but then none of them want to admit it, right? Well, Ricky Smith? That motherfucker don't like me, and he don't give a fuck. So he's the realest motherfucker so far because
we never seen him one time.
He didn't come by my pit to say hi, shake my hand, tell me I'm a piece of shit or I'm doing good.
I was
kind of
hoping he would. I kind of like the guy. I mean, he's a
this
little
motherfucker right here. No, it was that one. Monkey. They've already told us how much Ricky Smith hates us. No, it was you, wasn't it? Which one of you motherfuckers put your foot on Ricky Smith's golf cart and leaned on it?
That was me. I was sitting on it.
He's sitting on the back of Ricky Smith's golf cart. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? He goes, oh, shit, that's not even ours. I was like, no, he's in ours.
We didn't
we
have one.
It. We don't have a golf cart. How could you
even have a golf cart. I'm sitting on one.
Yeah, we didn't even have a golf cart. He's got his bike.
Oh, I thought this was ours.
Yeah, he's got his bicycle leaned up against Ricky Smith's golf cart. And I'm like, this is the only motherfucker here that hates us more than anybody, and you're going to sit on his golf cart. Great.
He didn't say nothing to you, though, did he?
Not a damn word.
No, but when he came over and moved that motherfucker, he looked back like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's my golf cart, punk.
Who are you?
So. But hey, he was real though. He never come by and said nothing. He was always kind of hateful. So
I can
like,
respect that. If you don't like us,
you know what?
Stay away.
Or flip me off. I don't give a shit. But I'll respect you more if you're real.
Then come over there being two faced about
it. Look, I don't think you motherfuckers should be here.
Yeah.
I'd be like, cool.
I'd be like, hey, fair enough.
You probably got a point. You know?
I'd be like,
yeah, you're
well,
probably right. I feel like I shouldn't be here either.
Yet here I am, and yet here they are.
Every time I went up to the starting line with Chief, I felt like I shouldn't be there.
Well, every time I tried to go to the starting line, they wouldn't let me because we didn't have a starting line pass.
Every time I went to the starting line, I went barefoot.
Yeah, you rocked out of your shoes out there.
Man,
like
I had to almost ran me over. Fucking sandals out every time. Hashtag NHRA.
All I could hear was...
Don't let me on the starting line with my fucking sandals on.
Oh, they afraid you're going to get everybody fungi.
I get something.
Get some athlete's feet.
Yeah.
Oh, they're trying to get my shoes off the track.
Wait
Chief's backing
why
up at 70.
Why can't you wear sandals to start?
It's something to do with safety, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Close-toe shoes.
By law, sir.
It's a law?
It's a law.
And the NHRA law.
NHRA. NHRA don't want me having fucking flip-flops on.
Is it like a religious thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
They have laws.
I should have told them it's against my religion not to have them on. Look, I like flops, man. What are you going to do?
I don't roll on. Stop or something.
Yeah, you were backing up at 60, and both my shoes are off my feet, and I'm running, I'm trying to get one off
funniest
the track, and then my other
thing
one,
ever.
And all I can hear is Sean going, ha!
Yeah. I go, look! Ha!
I was like,
first NHRA Nationals fucking
first,
ever.
We were the first
this,
pass
the
right
first
off the trailer.
First fucking pass in the, in, a, in, the, in the pro mod class, and this motherfucker
both
of
my shoes
both
are glued
shoes.
To the track. And Chief's backing up at like 800 mile an hour right at me. I'm like, ooh.
And we don't have walkie-talkies to like say, hey, don't run over him.
No. And nobody was going
to
run out
there. Yeah, we got to send text messages to communicate.
God, man. We really did well.
No.
We really did well.
It was cool.
What sucks is that we went a lot faster in testing, and I feel like we can go... I don't think we can go 570s or 80s, but I feel like we can make it weird for the rich guys. You know what I mean? We can go fast enough that they look at their guy and go... What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
They just made a 455 run within one number
I got
of
an $80,000 Hemi, and, you know, these guys are going 6.0, and I'm going 5.90. Like, what the fuck, you know? But
you
that's
know,
what we like to do. Really, though, know, that's really our whole – that's why I say winning is relative, because in our opinion, in our whole thing is everywhere we go, we just want to make it weird for everybody else.
Yeah, for people to do this shit for a living.
I like that part.
Yeah, because once you do that, then it's like, eh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Just like Sean said, who was Sean making fun of on the starting line when he was 2 foot from us and Sean's doing that laugh in his ear? Who was it?
I don't know.
It was one of the crew chiefs for somebody's deal. They screwed up or they dropped something or they fucking bumped into somebody and Sean's, ha! Ha! Ha!
Oh,
no.
I
what
know
was it?
That was about George.
Yeah. It was about George. The guy's like, I just hired George. He's our new general manager. What do you think about him?
Sorry,
I go, ha! We all went, Sean, you're
like
a real
good dude.
Piece of shit.
I hope he works out. And I go, ha!
Chief's trying to be all political about it. He's like, man, he's a good guy.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't know what George he was talking about.
Yeah.
And
oh,
Sean
I
goes,
didn't either.
Ha! And that dude just looked right at Sean and goes,
yep.
I just hired him to run my whole $1 million company.
Oh, yep. And that's why they should have never gave them up the money. You shouldn't have let us on the starting line.
No,
at the
we shouldn't
Nationals.
Have been there, and I knew it.
Man, it was a blast, though. I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
It was. Yeah. It was a good time.
I got to take some someone's child for a little while. He was like birthday boy.
I saw you
like,
sitting over there in the special box with
him. I got in the special bleachers. Yep, they wouldn't let me up near the starting line.
Only like six people could sit up there. It's not like a full blown bleacher.
No, it's the Mellow Yellow Experience or whatever, experience or whatever.
Yeah,
that
was
stand?
Yeah.
He did with some kids.
No shit.
Yeah,
those stands were for like.
From the bottom of those bleachers, looking up.
Well, we were. I was trying to get this kid to start line. He'd never been to a drag race before, and it was his birthday, and he's a big Chief fan. And so, you know, of course, I'm like, shh, you just let's roll. We're gonna take somebody's golf cart, and we're gonna go roll around together. You know, because, dude, that's the perfect thing when you have a kid with you. That's not yours, especially because people don't respect you if you got your own kid with you.
No, not at all.
Then they don't care. But if you got somebody else's kid with you, they're like, hey, what's going on? What are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm taking this kid up there to watch it. It's his first, he's a Make-A-Wish kid. You know what I mean? Even though he wasn't, like,
man, just co-sign with me. Don't say nothing.
Yeah. Hey, and you get to go anywhere you want. I'm like, we'll get this kid to the starting line. Well, his family was like, he can't go to the starting line. You got to be like 18 to go to the starting line. And apparently, you got to wear shoes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that, but
there's
Sean
more
says,
rules.
There is some rules.
Well, I told this kid, man, you ain't with no regular person, though. You're with me.
Yeah.
We always get to the starting line. You know how many tracks I've been to they said I can't go to the starting line? All of them. You know how many tracks I've been to that I have not been to the starting line? None of them. I always go to the starting line. So we go to the starting line, we bet dollars. That's what we do. You're coming with me. So I try to get up there, and man, there's two or three security guards wouldn't let me. And they're like, sir, you can't go up there without a pass. They're like, plus, man, what is he, 10? I was like, he's 11 today.
Yeah, it's his birthday, man. His birthday.
They didn't care. They were real security. They was real top flight, real brand new. Yeah. So then this one big security dude.
Yeah, the guy that looked like Predator.
Yeah, he was big. Yeah. He was real big. And he come over, he's like, you got a pass? I was like, no, I ain't going to pass. I was like, I'm trying to get this kid to the starting line. He ain't never seen a drag race before. So I'm trying to make a fan out of this kid. You know, I didn't want to, like, I was going to wait till starting on the cancer stuff, you know, because he ain't got cancer. I didn't want him telling his family that.
this piece of shit that we let our fucking son go with told everybody our son had cancer.
Real piece of shit. Yeah. So I didn't want to get there. Well, then that security guard was like, you can't go in there. So I guess we'll just stand right here with everybody else. He's like, yeah, you can stand right here. That's fine. Well, then I'm like, you know how I get rid of this? I'm going to make a commotion right here. So I just turn around and start smiling at everybody. Next thing you know, there's like 200 people in a circle, like, chief, chief, chief. And he's like, man, you got to get out of here. I was like, I know, man.
Yeah, that's what I tell you, man.
He said, just take him around there. Take him around there. So I took him around there, and we go through the gate, and that's where the Mellow Yellow deal was. And there was another, like, old security guard dude. He's like, hey, you can't bring him in here. He's too young. I was like, how do you know? He's like, well, has he got an idea? I was like, no.
He's too young to have an idea.
How you know? I said, how you know he ain't Benjamin Button?
You know, he's 86 years old.
Yeah. It's a weird world we're living these days. Yeah. You know?
You never know what guy.
You never know. So
Benjamin Button. I wasn't going to start on the cancer thing, but I start with the Benjamin Button.
Hey, so then I was like, look, man, I'm trying to get this kid to see that starting line. He cannot see it from where we're standing because of all these big people that are down here in the way.
Yeah, they're older.
And they're old. And we get, you know, and I got astigmatism, so I can't go up in the stands. Yeah. I can't even see nothing, you know. Plus, like, you can't bet money from the stands. What kind of chump bets money in the stands? You know what I mean? Like, you can only do that in Georgia, you know. So
you can do that in Georgia.
So then his boss come over and was like, what's the problem? And I was like, man, I'm trying to get me and this kid into that Mellow Yellow experience deal right there. He goes, well, you got to talk to the Mellow Yellow people. That ain't ours. That's the Mellow Yellow. And I was like, where the Mellow Yellow at? He's like, well, I don't know. It's me neither.
Yeah.
But they ain't here, right?
That's why I asked you.
They're not standing right here, are they? So if you don't tell, I ain't going to tell. And the security guard, the boss goes, holy shit. He goes, you know who this is? He goes, man, what are you doing? Why didn't you, like, tell somebody you were coming down here? I said, man, I did. Them security guards wouldn't even let me. They didn't know. And he was like, he's like, go for it. Who's this kid? And I was like, his name's Jordan. And he's 11 today, and he's never been to a drag race. He's hanging out with me, and we're going to sit up here and bet dollars. He goes, I'll put it on the announcement. He announced this kid's name and birthday and everything over the announcement, and then we got to sit in the Mellow Yellow deal the whole rest of the race, and that kid took every dollar I had.
Really?
I gave him the first $2 to bet with, and he just ruined me. And then we got back over there, dropped him off at his family, and he had all his singles in his hand. They were like, where'd y'all go?
Either going to grow up and go to strip clubs, or he's going to be a gambler, and it's all your fault.
I guarantee he'll be a good time.
It was fun, man. That kind of stuff was great, because anytime somebody would ask you for a picture, I'd be like, man, I'm sorry, I can't. I got this kid with me here, and this cancer kid, we're going up to the stands.
They don't care that,
you know?
I was with my son.
No, if you have your own kid with you, they're like, they'll ask your own kid to take the picture.
Yep.
They're ruthless sometimes.
St. Louis, they were stealing all my tools. God dang,
man,
dude.
There was shit coming up missing, I noticed.
Yeah, they were stealing my tools, man, putting my tools in their pocket.
Well, yeah, they got that from fucking Chief.
They were stealing our spark plugs. I was like, look, we don't even have enough to race with.
No, we were reusing those.
Back in.
We really were in St. Louis. We really were trying to use the spark plugs.
We borrowed all the spark, because you got to remember, when you're pro mod racing, nobody runs a 5820.
Nobody runs a stock Pontiac head.
Those plugs only go in big block, small block Chevys, small block Fords, and Pontiacs. They don't go in Hemis. Yeah. Hemis have a whole different kind of plug. So you can't just go like, hey, man, can I have one of your 8,000 plugs on your Jor? Yeah. Because they don't fit our motor.
Thankfully, we had Camp Stanley and Johnny Drama stealing spark plugs from the sportsman pits for us.
Yeah, they were going over to like the bracket racers, the top sportsman guys, and stealing all their plugs.
And they bring them over to us tucked in their shirt. I'd be like, hell yeah, you the man.
He'd be like, don't worry about it, man. I got it.
Johnny Drama, he's a party, isn't he?
Yeah,
Johnny
Drama's
a good time.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit.
He's a good time. I like Johnny Drama. He's wound up.
He was on to me the whole time.
He was on to you, for sure.
I could tell. But I was on to him, so it was...
Yeah,
you're the same.
And then your wives were fighting with each other on Facebook.
Yeah, I thought, I was like, what God the hell? Damn.
Did you
yeah,
see I that? I saw that.
Did you see that?
Well, she said, I'm pretty sure that's my husband.
Yeah, she said, my husband, look, that's my husband.
Hell, my wife don't
Big
even
want
to be my wife. Yeah. And she's over there fighting with some chick about it.
Your wife don't even want
to be. My over here going, oh, God.
Your wife
let's
don't
not,
even
let's
want
to. Not do that.
Your wife don't even want to be your wife. But
she gonna
she
fight some other chick. She ain't let the other chick claim me as her wife.
Other chick claim your, yeah,
she God damn.
She ain't about to let no other chick claim your piece of shit ass.
And then she said
she's
that.
A worthless fucking piece of shit, but that's my husband.
They actually said that. She said, look how cool it is. That's my husband backing up Big Chief. I wish I was there. You know, bet you do.
Yeah.
And then Chandra gets on there and goes, no, honey, I think that's my husband.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, the one in the back in the red hat, that's my husband.
Yeah. Oh,
she,
no. Yeah. Wait a minute, bitch.
Yeah.
That's my husband.
Wait
yeah.
a minute, bitch.
Yeah. Who the fuck is that bitch?
Yeah. Who is that bitch?
Yeah. Who is that
oh,
bitch?
Oh, no. Who the fuck is that bitch?
Now, get some money from that bitch, motherfucker.
Look, you said LaToya Jackson, more like Freddie Jackson.
Yeah. Dude. When they were fighting on Facebook over you two idiot pieces of shit,
we were
I was
the
like,
worst.
God damn.
And then she said something to effect of like, well, I mean, he is a piece of shit.
No, they did. She said, you wouldn't want him anyway. And she goes, oh, trust me, you wouldn't want mine either. And she's like, no, they're all pretty much pieces of shit.
By the end of the conversation.
And I'm
friends.
Like, man, y'all was just fighting over them pieces of shit.
And now you're agreeing they're pieces of shit. You don't want either one
oh,
of them?
Oh, they eventually because, said that y'all were both pieces of
yes.
shit?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that far into it.
I'm pretty no, sure, like Johnny and his wife's on the outs, and me and my wife's on the outs, and they're still going to fight over us. I agree that we're both pieces of shit.
Well,
now,
I saw it
well,
early
on. Well, hang on. If Johnny and his wife wasn't on the outs, they fitting to be because of your snitch ass, motherfucker.
Dry snitching the fuck out of Johnny.
I'm pretty sure him and his wife on the outs. That's some fucked up shit to
well, that's
say.
That's what he put it in. Yeah. I don't know.
That's what he told all them girls.
That's what he was telling them.
Snitch. Listen, Johnny Drama, that was Chief that snitched you that time.
You dry snitching motherfucker.
Damn.
Oh, fuck.
That's
well,
fucked up.
Yeah. There goes one other person that don't like you.
That's all right. I didn't have any friends when I went there.
You didn't make yep. any friends at Street Cross.
The only friends I had rode with me there.
Yeah.
And by the time I left there, I wasn't even sure we was friends.
Yeah, you never
but
know.
But we good now. It just took a week.
You and him? You didn't ride with me nowhere.
To the track.
To what track? Oh, from Jeffers to the track. Oh, yeah. No, you did ride with me for a little bit.
Yeah. He left me. He took my fucking truck and bounced. I was stuck with you. I didn't have a choice.
He had to go.
And then I left you at the laundromat.
Yeah, that motherfucker did, too. Sean's a good motherfucker.
I swung by and got you.
We go laundromat.
I said, oh, look, man, you fucked up. You don't let him fucking leave you, man. You go, okay, hang on. And you gather all your laundry and his laundry up, and then you fucking go with him.
Yeah.
Find another spot to do laundry.
This motherfucker's like, we're gonna have to do some laundry. I'm like, yeah, we need to do some laundry.
We'll leave you in a big fucking city.
So we go to laundromat.
Yeah, and then he won't take you back. He could at least left your fucking bike.
He
on the
took
curb.
My bike and never even said a word. Didn't even say, man, I ain't gonna be back for 3 or 4 hours. So
and
you
then
you're
stuck doing his laundry and everything.
I
he's like, oh, I'll just meet y'all out at fucking.
Man, it was bad. It was all
out
bad.
Of Woody Mart.
Yeah.
Pretty lucky
that. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to run and get us a hotel. I'll be right back. I was like, cool, man. That thing says 15 minutes.
Then he went and took a shower and took a nap and all kinds of shit.
2 hours later, I'm like, hey, Sean.
If Adam and Sean would have been playing Pokemon Go, you'd been fucked probably because we were
well,
going to eat.
We had to stay in that area because we didn't know where we were going.
Yeah,
we were
like,
waiting on you motherfuckers.
I was like, hey, guys, are y'all still around? Cause,
we was doing laundry.
Yeah, one of y'all was.
We. This motherfucker ain't French.
Yeah. One of y'all was doing laundry.
He was up in a hotel getting a shower, laying down.
Changing his laundry.
I wasn't trying to hang out in that laundry mat.
It was weird environment.
It was a Missouri.
The motherfucker's
dude,
bike.
I seen a guy come in
what
there.
What did he do, carry all my laundry on his bike?
While you were gone, a dude come in there and slapped his wife to the ground and made her give him the keys because he was tired of waiting.
Well, hey.
He opened the washer and poured water all over the floor. Because he's like, I'm leaving right now. And she's like, you can't leave. It's still washing. He just, poof, and poof. And then she said something. He went, whoa, give me the keys.
Holy moly.
He took the fucking keys and bounced.
What'd you do? Hide like all the rest
like,
of the bitches in the laundromat?
I was like, yeah.
With all those other bitches in their phone.
I was scared, man.
Yeah, he did one of two things. He either hid like the rest of the bitches in the laundromat, or he called the cops, old snitch ass.
I just text Sean. I was like, can somebody come get me? They're being mean in here.
Yeah. This guy's been here slapping people.
They're mean in the laundromat. Missouri's the weirds, dude.
You couldn't even give money to the laundry machines. I was like, what the fuck?
Missouri, we were so weirds.
Lost. You're like, get by a credit card from the...
Surely there was somebody in there that you could have paid to do your laundry, right? Like a little service in there.
No, she wanted to.
Coin op or something.
No, she wanted to, but I didn't trust her with my clothes.
Or Chiefs.
Those are the best three pairs of shorts I had.
You know what she'd have done with Chiefs underwear? She'd have wore it around on her head for a week.
Oh, man.
That's fucking gross.
Damn.
Don't act like you don't do it.
What's fucked up?
Not on your shit.
What's even more fucked up is we go to a laundromat, and of course I drag my suitcase out of the truck and carry it in there, and Chief walks in with nothing. I'm like, how you gonna wash clothes? You ain't got no clothes. He's like, I just want to scope it out. Makes a kind of place I might wash my clothes at. So he goes in, scopes it out. He feels comfortable enough to wash the clothes.
To leave you there.
And then he comes in with an armful. Like, this motherfucker can afford a suitcase. And I'm sure he's got 9 of them. But this motherfucker don't have one. He's carrying his fucking clothes like this. And he's just like
dropping socks and shit.
Throw the fucking socks falling out. And then when we leave, I'm like, great. Now what do I do? I ain't carrying his fucking clothes like this.
No.
So I had to get a fucking trash bag and pull all his clothes in the trash bag. And then that's his new suitcase. Yeah. Every hotel we went to, he's like,
hey, man, I think it was handy as a motherfucker.
It works out to have something to put your clothes in.
That trash bag was handy as a
motherfucker. He walked around with a fucking hefty sack.
I look real
good.
Here
comes Big Chief from Street Outlaws with his fucking whole life in a hefty sack. It's all my best shit. He's got his tuning backpack and a hefty sack.
Yeah, I got a tuning backpack, 14 pairs of Dickie shorts, and a bunch of long socks. And the shirts I'll get when we get there.
Yeah, we damn sure do that.
It was a good time, though.
It was a great time.
It was a great time.
I'm ready to do radio racing. Them guys are more
that's,
on
that's
level.
The thing, right?
That's what I'm ready for.
Eastern swing for us now. We're going to Darlington, South California. North Carolina.
South. I was close to South Carolina.
I was like, what the fuck? California. I didn't know he was going to California.
Like, you know me. Like I tell you every time we leave, you say, where are we going? I don't fucking know. But when we get there, we'll figure it out.
Yep.
When we coming home, shit, when this bitch runs good.
Yep.
Yeah, because starting next weekend, it's going to be 3 weeks. If you got people you like, you might as well just write them a letter. Because for the next 3 weeks, we're gone.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to Darlington, Carolina.
It's
going to
be a long Tuesday.
On your seat. Oh, it's right there.
I just got a text message. Right, Aiden got in trouble. His teacher wrote a note. It says he disrupted the class by calling out in the middle of a lesson in an attempt to be funny.
Who would he call out?
I don't know.
They say something really
funny. Well,
that's all the note says.
Well, wait a minute. Is he in trouble for attempting to be funny or because he was funny?
Or was
funny?
He funny?
I want to know. Was he funny?
I need to know what he said.
I want to know what he said.
And did he
that's, go?
That's it.
Did he
that's
go, ha?
Yeah, that's
was he outing the kid?
This is the note from his teacher. They're fucking serious up there, huh?
Oh, Harold Snitch ass wrote a note?
Yep.
Strike two, it says. Note. Strike two.
If you get 3 strikes.
Oh, I know what happens if you get 3 strikes.
You got
you're done. You're out.
I got detention.
I've been in the fellowship.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I know what 3 strikes you get. I got a couple strikes. My old man, he had 3 strikes. It put him away for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Darlington Dragway in, it ain't even in Darlington.
Is it close to Darlington?
Where the hell is it?
It's in South Carolina.
It's in Hartsville, South Carolina.
So it's kind of towards Georgia anyway.
I don't know.
It's over that way.
But we'll be there October 1st. This is the one. Oh, yeah, I'm not supposed to say that part. I'm racing in the class with 315s, tires, radials, drag radials. Sean's racing in 275 drag radials.
275.
We're going to have autograph sessions and merchandise for sale. Then, I ain't even coming home. I mean, what the fuck's the point of coming
really
home?
There's really no point.
No, because...
Because then we're going straight to Georgia for No Mercy 7.
Well,
South
we're gonna,
Georgia Motorsports Park.
We're
going
to end Darlington, what, Saturday night?
Yeah, I'm going to go down there and smack the fucking
Tuesday
Fromod
testing.
Smooth out of his fucking feet.
Fuck yeah.
I can't
wait. I'm going to find that motherfucker. I'm going to find the Fromod, this dude they call the Fromod, making fun of me. I'm going to find him. I'm going to smack the gold out of his mouth.
Man, when he said, you going to NHRA? He goes, man, I ain't got no points.
He's like, brother, ain't got no points.
He said, Cromod's going to NHRA. He goes, Cromod got 2 points for being white. I lost
yeah,
it.
Old racist ass Fromod. I'm going to fuck him up with that raggedy piece of shit they put on that fucking video.
Surely
God
that's.
Damn.
It's got drag lights on it.
Yeah.
Him and Andrade Sr., only one still rocking drag lights.
Henson was rocking Warriors up until about 2 weeks ago.
That's true. He was. God damn it. South Georgia Motorsports Park, October 6th through the 9th. Crow Mod, Big Chief driving, Radio versus the World, $60,000 to win.
Jeez. You know what we could do at $60,000?
Lots of parties.
We could have like 7 or 8 455s in the trailer.
Yep. Just extras ready.
Just stacked up. We'd even be able to afford a shelf.
We could get a golf cart too.
With 60 grand, we could buy our whole rig times
yeah,
two.
Yeah, that was the real shitty part. When we were in St. Louis testing, we literally brought in a volunteer from the stands like we're a fucking magician at a magic show and let them bring their golf cart and tow us around with it.
Fuck, I bet they're happy as fuck.
They were cool.
Well, they felt bad whenever I rode my damn Huffy down there and I was going
to come down to get me on a bicycle.
I was going to try to pull him. I had low gear.
Hey, he had low gear and he was full of it. I promise. Yeah,
I had energy.
He was on a different level.
He was racing.
Yeah. I would have pulled him back too.
He took a case of water to get him there, but
core temperature problems.
He said, why is it so hot?
It was so hot. And we were like, let's get a case of water. First day, drank a case of water in 3 hours. And then, like, it was down to, like, the last two waters. He's over there, like, grabs both of them. I'm like,
what
the fuck, man?
He was on to me. Then.
Drinking the fucking cooler
water. I knew there was two left, and he had them both in his hand. I was like,
you don't need one of them.
Sean's going to be in the Murder Nova in the Pro 275 class. Mm-hmm. Going round. Wow. Hey, we'll call him out.
We'll see. Who?
Call him out.
He ain't going to be there.
Who? Barry Mitchell.
Well, Barry Mitchell's going to be in your class.
Why?
He got a pro mod. He got a Tim McCamus built pro mod.
Tim McCamus is a funny motherfucker.
Tim McCamus is a bad motherfucker.
Oh, so wait, Barry Mitchell's not going to run in all the classes?
He's not going to enter four classes.
What, is he going to be bored? What's he going to do?
What's he going to do in one class?
He's going to be over playing solitaire.
He's the only guy I've ever met in my life on a nitrous car in two classes back to back.
Yeah, back to back classes at that.
Yeah, like it was like bam, bam. He just make a lap, drive right back to the pits. Like we're in the lanes.
Staging lanes, yeah. I seen it.
And then won both of them.
He did really well.
Yes.
I think he won both of them.
He won two classes. Yeah. He didn't win Radio versus the World, but he won two classes. He was in three classes.
He was in I don't know what they're called. Two different 275 classes.
If it ain't Radio versus the World.
He was in Outlaw Radio and he was in Pro 275.
That's what it was. Outlaw Radio and Pro 275.
All the second
I could have been
stuff.
In both of those too, but I thought, God damn. Fucking try to do what I can in one class.
Not Barry Mitchell.
And they changed the rules up a little bit to where I don't think they synced it coming because I don't think they're really aware that there's not, I mean, I guess in theory, who the fuck would put a small block with a stock bore space and a cast block and a cast head.
Nobody, sir.
With a set of true 88s in a pro mod.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody would do that.
Well.
Except for.
One idiot did it, and that's me. And so I'm taking advantage of all the rules. So I ain't going to eat for a while, but if we can get that car down to as light as the rules say we can, we're going to make it real weird for the rich guys.
It's going to be awkward.
Because we went 403 with a 3, 403 with a 1 in Memphis last year.
At 27.
Or in Memphis this year. Hell, just a few months ago, right?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, like eight months ago?
At 2700.
It was in March, right? Or May? March?
May.
No. May.
Memphis, we were supposed to be 2600, but we were overweight.
Was it fucking May?
What? No. No, it was cold.
It was cool out.
It was
Armageddon
was May.
It was February.
I was going to say, it was February or March.
Yeah, it wasn't Armageddon. No, it was April.
We were in Memphis.
Memphis in April, right? Ish. Because Georgia was February.
Yeah, and then it was like a month later where we went.
Yeah. And then we didn't have much time before after that that we switched it to
slicks.
It was
for sure March, I remember.
Okay.
It was March.
Well,
March or April, yeah.
Yeah. So, hell, we went 403s then, and the motor's eating itself apart. You know what I mean? So now.
It's for sure making more
power.
Right,
we're a little bit happier with the motor now. We're making a little more power now, you know. I think we bust off into threes, make it real weird on them.
Mess around with a 455 around a 3.
I need to bust off in the teens. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Put the big turbos on it.
What big
turbos? Oh, they won't let you run them in that class, will they? Yeah, they will.
I got fucking 88s on it.
You can't run 95s in that class?
No. Yeah, I don't think so. I think 88.
Pro 75, you can. Limited, you can. Pro 275 being around 94s, man.
I don't have 94s.
Oh.
I should get some fucking 94s.
Or we'll just turn the boost up on yours.
Man, every time you do it, only makes so much, right? I mean, you're what, 48?
Yeah, no, it won't make any more. It doesn't matter even if we turn it up.
Really?
It's done.
It won't
it's
make
out.
Any more than 48 pounds?
40 fucking, made 45 was the most it ever saw in Memphis.
That's
it
all
it'll
make? It
saw 48 in Denton one time, but I think that was a fluke deal. And it only sees it at the very fucking end. If we could make that thing make boost sooner and make all of it sooner, I don't know, man. I'm going to need your help a little bit. Car can go faster. There's no doubt about it. But I'm probably out of talent on that deal.
Driving it or what?
No, I can drive. I still got talent to fucking spare in that department. I'm talking about the tuning department.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I run out of talent on the tuning department.
It happens. I run out of talent all the time.
Yeah.
Nah, but you bring it.
Yep.
What?
He brings in that little bag he's got.
You got a bag full of
that little bag fucking... He carries everywhere with him, his little bag. He brings talent, amongst other things, in that bag.
Hey, y'all want some talent? Open that bag up.
Anybody need some talent?
Don't take too much of that talent.
You'll get all fucking weird if you take too much of that talent.
Oh, hell.
I feel like the car can go fucking teens, but I don't know how to make it go teens.
Okay.
I feel like somebody smarter than I could, though.
We have a plan. We learned a trick.
Okay, well, let's go testing.
I can't. I have to big tire.
So when am I supposed to help? At Georgia?
No, the weekend before.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
In Darlington?
That's when I'll be testing myself.
Yeah, in Darlington.
All right.
I can pretty much do everything. I'm going to probably need you to go over a little bit of data and maybe try some stuff.
Yeah, I like trying
stuff. You know
shit.
We like
you
to try
that.
Stuff.
You don't like to. I do.
Well, together we like to try stuff.
Ew. Oh. Yeah, we do.
Whenever you make me try things.
Yeah.
Things.
Well, I like
new
things.
I don't think he's making you try anything.
I eventually like trying new things when he makes me.
Yeah, he just doesn't
like
the first time.
I just stick with what I know.
Yeah, he does.
Until
And you know.
I know.
Yeah. But how do you know?
Because I know.
See, now you're making it weird for the poor guys.
Here we go. We're going to make it weird for McDougal.
Get me all blushing.
All right. I'm going to go back here and work on the Cro-Mad.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't going home.
No, we ain't going home.
We got
a film.
Today, oh,
sir.
Shit. We got a film. They're going to be here in 5 minutes.
Not in 5 minutes? Yeah,
no?
I'm going to leave for a little bit.
Oh, okay. Good. Let me tell them they better not come. All right, cool. We're out, y'all. See you next
Tuesday.
We'll
see y'all next Tuesday, guys.
McDougal, say bye, motherfucker.
Bye. See y'all.
That was your bye? Oh, yeah. Wait. We didn't get no Sean Connery from you, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Connery.
We'll have to do that
say
next
something.
Time.
No, say
we'll
something.
Have to do that
say
next
something.
Time.
You old funny stunting ass. Come on, Sean Connery. Give me something.
I don't know how to fucking do Sean Connery.
Yes, you do.
I'm not good with fucking... What?
Hang on. I'll help you.
Pull up a YouTube video.
Sean Connery, famous quotes.
He says something about fucking he don't think people should hit women. Or he doesn't... He thinks that it's okay to hit women, just don't hit them like a man.
Really? Sean Connery slapping a woman.
Oh, there you go.
You did an interview in which you said, it's not the worst thing to slap a woman now and then. As I remember, you said you don't do it with a clenched fist. It's better to do it with an open hand. Yeah, remember
mm-hmm.
that? Yeah. I didn't love that.
I haven't changed my opinion.
I haven't changed my opinion.
You think it's good to slap a woman?
No, I don't think it's good.
I don't think it's good.
I don't think it's that bad. I think it depends entirely on the circumstances and if it merits it.
Yeah. What would merit it?
Wow.
Well,
Sean Connery's cool with slapping bitches?
Yeah, he's cool with it.
And women are pretty good at this. They can't leave it alone.
They can't leave it alone.
That's weird. I didn't know that. Okay. Sean Connery's pimping on people, huh? All right. Well, there you go.
There you go.
You got a little bit of Sean Connery out of Sean. Next week we'll get some more Sean Connery.
Yeah, I'll brush up on it.
Yeah,
I'll brush up. I'm not the good guy with the voices.
All right, then. See you next Tuesday. Every Tuesday, guaranteed.
Some of the Tuesdays.
Set your clock or your calendar.
A few of
Tuesdays.
Set your clock.
A few of the Tuesdays.
See ya. Don't rape each other.